Blog Talk Radio.
Donna. Donna.
That was Barbara.
That was Barbara. Psychic Journeyman here on Talk. I messed up already. This is Psychic Journeyman here on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio, here on Block Talk Radio. Today's show is, we have a lot of things going on today in the show. We're actually talking about the Angel of Patience and Acceptance, which is another angel from the Council of the 22 Angels that govern our lives on the inner plane. We also have a guest that's going to be here to shortly. I'm not sure where she's at. She's usually on time, and she's usually here by now. So as soon as she comes in, we're going to bring her on the show. Her name is Donna Rice. That's the wrong one. Donna Ryan. She's a hypnotist and very certified at the whole thing, too. She actually did a session for me, so therefore I'll give her a chance to share with all you out there just how that experience works. I think she's also a tarot card reader herself, and she was supposed to bring a friend with her. I want to make sure I'm pronouncing the name right, so we'll just wait until she shows up. It's a friend of hers from Australia. Ooh. And also, today I have a co-host with me. It's Barbara Ryan. Whoa! Okay. So, we're on the air. We're going to do the show. We're going to have some fun. Barbara, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hold on for 1 second. This might be her. Whoops. Well, I guess we'll call her back. Okay. Hey, okay. Hold up. For some reason, these phones are supposed to be good. Anyway, guys, we're going to have a great show today, so we're going to sit here and call this lady back to see if this is her. I thought I recognized the phone number, but I also have a girlfriend who keeps texting me on my phone. I keep telling her I do not have any more money on my phone to even accept them things. So that's the most baffling and most irritating thing, because I don't know what the messages are, because they can't get them. And I want to know what they are, too. So today we're going to talk about the Angel of Patience and Acceptance. If you sit here and look at the idea of the name, Angel of Acceptance. The Angel of Patience and Acceptance. It's the idea of having patience with what's going on in your life and acceptance for how things are going to fall into place. And if you don't have that, if you don't really have that, then more than likely that angel is blocked. And you should think about that. And plus, that was her on the phone because, Barbara, are you there? Barbara?
Yeah, I'm here.
Okay. Yeah. Go ahead and tell everybody, hi, this is Barbara. You know, that I'm just joking with you. But to go ahead and introduce yourself and tell everybody, because I think, tell you the truth, you're one of the most talented channelers that I've ever had the pleasure to work with. So tell everybody all about you and give them the information so they can actually experience that as well.
Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
My name is Barbara Reynolds. My website is divinelyguidedhealing.com, and I'm a life transformation coach and a channel and a speaker and an author and a blog talk radio host, and I'm a spiritual healer too. So those are my high points. And let me put the website on the chat room.
Mm-hmm.
And I help people to see the things that they need to see about themselves so that they can make changes that are actually going to affect their lives.
Okay, cool. I don't know what's happening with Donna. She has popped in again, and she's also popped out. Maybe she's one of those witches that has trouble with her nose. You know, she's automatically popping in and popping out. That's what happens when you sneeze, I guess. There she is. Hold on, everybody. I want to see what's up. Hello.
Hey, Donnie. It's Donna.
Well, how are you?
I'm good. I'm trying to get into your site. I'm just not quite sure how to use that.
What are you using?
I'm just using my phone now.
Oh, so you're having trouble with Skype?
Yeah. Is that okay?
Skype's fine. Call on in. Because I tried to get you twice, and before
I could get to you.
Oh, we're here.
No, I mean your Skype.
What are you using?
My regular phone.
No. I mean, when you get on Skype.
Oh, what am I using when I go on Skype?
Yeah,
I'm trying to find you to call in.
Okay, do you have the call-in number? It's 646.
Yeah, is that the one that's supposed to use?
Yeah, 646-721-9031.
Okay, let me try that.
All right. All right, guys, here we're going to try it again. We're going to try to get Donna on the show, and we're going to get into the whole thing. But we're sitting here looking over the ideal of the angel of patience and acceptance. And the angel of acceptance, like I said, if you actually look at that name, I mean, I think pretty much it's pretty self-explanatory. But the book we were going out of... See, guys, we all need to start calling and give me readings so I can actually pay for texting so my girlfriend can keep in touch when I'm on the show. So I'm just saying... But now lost the angel of patience and acceptance. There's a guy named John Randolph Price who has a book called The Angels Within Us, the spiritual guide to the 22 angels that govern our lives. It's actually the angels on the inner plane, and he describes it as a fiery golden train that holds fast to the track as it flies around every bend and glides over the every mountain with ease, which this is basically you going through your life that's fueled by cosmic power. Its pace is constantly full throttle. It is a train that cannot be stopped, derailed, or sidetracked. We boarded it at the moment of our descent into material consciousness, and we shall not leave the train until the final destination is reached. So this is life. What is this train? It is the plane, purpose, and vision, and the will of God. It is the divine process of individual reawakening and the realization of divinity of every soul on every plane of existence everywhere. Its destruction, its destination is the fifth kingdom of God, the realm of pure being, where love and peace are absolute. So therefore, if you sort of look at the situation we were talking about yesterday, the love of unconditional love, and she hasn't called in yet. Okay, she must be going through the process. Anyway, the idea of love itself has a tendency to put you in these positions that if you're constantly in that, oh, here she is. Let's bring Donna on, and she can join the conversation as well. So, here we go. Donna? Ryan.
Yes, Donnie.
Hi, how are you? I'm fine. Donna Rice. I can't want to say Donna Rice. Donna Ryan. Donna? Everything's going off at once. I mean, that's like a cosmic something. Anyway, Donna Ryan, she is a certified clinical... hypotherapist. How do you say that?
Certified clinical hypnotherapist.
Hypnotherapist. Okay, you're. You've got a lot of. Sorry, guys. When my phone goes off, I actually have it here, right here. I'm trying to sit there and go, okay, I got this down, man. You've received your training from Catherine Zimmerman. She's a PhD and a director of the California Hypnotherapist Academy, located in Sacramento, California. You have done a lot of things. I'm not trying to be funny or nothing. I'm just kind of amazed by your there are long credentials here. So you're a licensed practitioner. I don't like that word, practitioner, because I feel like I just sneezed.
A licensed massage practitioner, that's what they're called, LMPs, in the state of Washington.
Okay, deep tissue.
And there's a distinction there because they're considered a health care worker in Washington.
And cranial, is that right? Is it cranial?
Cranial sacral, mm-hmm.
Yes. And also,
an aromatherapist?
Yes, this isn't one of those days for long words. I've been shoveling snow all day, okay? I don't know if that's a good excuse for me right now. It sounds good. I was just curious about clinic. It says clients need salt scrubs.
Yes.
And aroma. For some reason, my phone is not working. Annie, would you tell this girl to quit texting me? I cannot get texts. And plus, she keeps. I'm going to turn the phone off. That'll get him. I cannot concentrate. All right. Okay, Donna. I'm sorry. I didn't mean to mess it all up and everything. But I also see the situation of classes and past life regressions, spiritual releasing, just a lot of things. Irritable bowel syndrome. Weight loss. So you can pretty much do almost about anything with any kind of phobia with hypnosis, correct?
Yes, and you can work with just most everything. That's my mantra, is like when someone starts saying, well, I have this, I go, I can help you with that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it's one of those cool things. Didn't you also tell me you was going to have a friend with you today? Is she going to be with us?
I do. I have Amantha sitting here beside me.
Introduce her to us. Oh.
Okay, Amantha. It's Amantha Hall, and she and I took our hypnotherapy training together.
Mm-hmm.
And she is from Australia, and she also does tarot readings, and really does astrology very well.
Okay, so if people can call in and take advantage of answer questions about astrology, maybe a couple questions with the tarot?
Oh, absolutely, and I'll let her say hello to you. Hang on.
Yeah, so I'll say hello to everybody, guys. Barbara. G'day. Barbara's here too.
G'day.
Hello. Hi, how are you?
I'm good, how are you?
I'm doing fantastic. I also have a co-host with me today. Her name's Barbara. She's here too. Say hi to Barbara.
G'day, Barbara.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
Good, thank you. I'll put you back to Donna.
Okay, nice to meet you. And
to meet you too. I'm sure we'll speak again.
Okay.
All right.
You're well. Thank you. Okay, Donna. You're also, if you're in the chat room, you can also put all your information down there for everybody in the chat room as well.
Okay, we will. Thank you.
And give everybody your phone number. Tell them to get in touch with you. I've had a couple sessions with you myself. I think it's just fantastic. I really encourage everybody else to take advantage of that because it's really. Because I remember that day I was telling you before on the phone. That day, for some reason, people was calling in, and I could pick up past lives like nothing flat. And I just had a past life thing. I'd had a session that morning, to find out some things about my own past life, and it just seemed like, for some reason, being so relaxed, my channels were open, and I could pick up a whole lot more for everybody else, which is kind of what we're talking about, and getting rid of certain things that you don't need to hang on to no more, and it seems to also clear all the channels. Isn't that correct?
Yeah, we spent some time together, and we did your past life regression, and you actually had a lot of details, which was wonderful, and then you had told me that your sessions later on, when people called in, you just, like, were clear. You could really pick up on what they had been, or what they had done, what they were wearing, where they, you know, just everything, so I do think we did some clearing for you, too.
Well, it was one of those things a couple of years ago, too, when I was living in Colorado. I would do past life regressions and reading, just past life readings with people, and it just seemed like it was like a Rolodex, and I just started picking all this stuff up. And people used to say the same thing then, too, I think. So I was thinking that maybe there was a block that I had acquired between that time and this time that blocked me from doing that thing spontaneously like I used to do before. So I thought it was very, very impressive. Because when I came out of that whole thing, I was just like ready to go jogging. Do you usually get that kind of response from people when they get when they are done with the session? They just have a lot of energy and almost like they have a different outlook on life.
It depends on what you're working with the client.
Uh-huh.
You can come out really energized, or they can come out tired and just wiped out. And after the session, we always tell the client that you may feel the same, you may feel energized, or you may not, something will come up, so you might
mm-hmm.
feel a little depressed at some point. So that, and that's just a matter of it's coming to the surface to be released.
Mm-hmm. Well, that's good. It's one of those situations. I think it was great. I guess in some ways you could also use these sessions to even connect with your own angels, couldn't you?
Absolutely. You can do a lot of self-hypnosis. You can ask for your guardian angels for guidance. You can ask for aid and assistance.
Mm-hmm. So it's one of those things you can actually do all kinds of stuff, just not one thing, huh?
Right. It has multi-purposes.
Well, that's a good thing. So basically, even with the idea of hypnosis, isn't it it's one of those fields that still has a lot of things to discover, don't you think?
I do. You get all different kinds of responses when you say you're a hypnotherapist. Like, you know, they'll say, "Oh, don't make me cluck like a chicken." Or do something.
Sorry, guys. All right.
Okay, thank you for that.
We just love you. I didn't realize anybody could hear that, so I think we'll just stop checking Texas. Okay. We try to have all kinds of entertainment here, I'm telling you. So go ahead.
I can hear that. When people are going in the trance state, it won't make you do anything that is against your moral fiber or that you wouldn't do on a daily basis. I mean, if it's against your grain, you won't do it. If it's against your ethics, you won't do it.
Mm-hmm.
So they feel like, you know, I think a lot of people feel like they lose control, but really they're the ones doing the work. We're guiding, we're facilitating. And they're doing the work internally in a lot of cases. And so we're just there to guide and facilitate and then bring up aspects. You know, when you do an intake, talk
mm-hmm.
with the client, see
right.
what's on their mind, what they want to work on, and you ask questions. And then you put them in trance and you start to address some of those issues. And there's many techniques to do that. And like with you, we did a success. You wanted to talk about success, so we talked about that, and I did a general relaxation session on you, and
mm-hmm.
I did what we call Supreme and Anchor. And you seem to like that one.
Yeah, that was very good. I mean, so basically, what is that? When you say the word again, relinquish, or is it?
Relinquish?
Is it release? Okay.
You're trying to release any blocks that you have. You're trying to
mm-hmm.
discover where your blocks were, what it might look like and feel like, and you tell me that piece, and then I put it out on the horizon, and you can then release that in any way that you see fit. And then
mm-hmm.
we bring in what you've released, we bring that in with a color or say a color, a shape. You anchor that into that space. And for you, we used also touching your forefinger and your index finger and your thumb together to kind of give you a reinforcement for that.
So this is one of those things that really works well with any kind of phobia. I guess you could also trace for someone back to take that phobia and go back to a past life and find out where it came from, originated. True?
True.
And your friend, she's from Australia, and you guys have known each other, you've taken classes, you actually went to school together, correct?
Yeah, we trained in the academy together at the school, and we've taken all of the classes and more. We've, with the school that we were with Catherine Zimmern, you have 300 plus hours to get your certification. And you have to take a test and have, like, I think a 75% passing and to be affiliated with the ACHE.
Well, that seems like a lot of stuff.
Well, then we also did, like, continuing education credit. So we've had probably, maybe close to 500 hours. Well, maybe not 500, 400 hours total.
A long time.
Yeah, it's a lot of hours.
Seems like it.
Yeah.
So you came out of the situation. Let me ask you a question. Let me ask you a question, Donna. What was the one thing that, I guess you would say, like in my situation, it was a lot of things that happened that led me to what I'm doing now, and realizations, even a drowning accident when I was younger. I mean, what led you to do this? Was it a series of things, or was it just something that you have been wanting to do since you were in high school? Is it something that just came along?
I actually, at the age of 11, got a book out of the library and practiced on my girlfriend. And I actually put her in trance. And then I brought her out because then I didn't know what to do with her. And then I always have... and so that's always kind of been in the back of my mind. And then I want to help people. My thing is to serve others. So I took the massage therapy and the aromatherapy. And then I just feel like, okay, that's not enough. There's other things I can do. So then after looking at Catherine's website for a year, I took the plunge.
Mm-hmm.
And I'm ever so glad I did. And so... that's been wonderful. And then another thing that Amantha is doing currently is she's taking a course on forensic hypnotherapy.
Oh, witnesses and that kind of thing,
right? Court-related.
Trying to do hypnosis to bring people where they can do witnesses and that kind of stuff, and bringing up little clues.
Witnesses, the victims.
I was trying to say that right, where they take them and put them in hypnosis. So they can actually bring more details out of their eyewitness accounts.
Exactly. And there's a whole protocol for that where you have to tape the individual from the time they come in the door, and you have to see the whole body, and you can only ask, specific questions.
Okay.
And you only see them one time. That's you're not a therapist at that point.
Mm-hmm.
You can't do therapy because you're there to get information and to see them one time.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
A little different situation.
It's hard. It's hard when you've been doing the training as the therapist part, and you have to kind of change your hats and think a little bit more, less emotionally.
Mm-hmm. It's like, yes. So, Barbara, would you have any questions to ask Donna?
Well, I was wondering about, there's a part of me that doesn't really want me to have a full connection with the divine or the creator or whatever name you want to use. So is that something that you could find in hypnosis?
Yes, you can be guided through that, through hypnosis, to get in touch with your higher spirit or then divine source. There's different techniques that you can use to find out what's blocking it. Are you just not ready? Is there something that you have to finish first? You know, you're the one doing the work when we get in there.
Mm-hmm.
And you have part. There's another technique that's called part therapy. where you invite different parts in a half circle, and usually higher self is there. And you may have a part of you that took on a certain job at a certain age for you, and that's their role. And you may be at a point in time where that role no longer serves you. So you have to ask that part, you thank them for coming, you tell them what a wonderful job they've done, you ask a few more questions, and then you get to the point where you say, is there another job that you can take on in order to assist Barbara in facilitating her part of herself into contacting divine providence, the divine source? You grow them up. You actually ask them to grow up, and some want to, some don't. Some will grow to a certain age. They're like, they won't go to the same age as the person, the individual you're working with. They'll grow to a certain age, and they're happy with that. And everybody has to kind of be in agreement with that.
Right.
Interesting.
So in answer to your question, yes.
No, I love all the details.
Yes. It's good to have the details.
And you can do it in one session, Barbara.
You can do it in one session.
Yeah. Some of these phobias or fears that people have, you can clear them up in one session. Depending on what you're working with, some may take longer. Like with the IBS, that's like a longer 8 to 10 session, because that's kind of medical and you have to work with the person longer. But like for what you're asking, that one session could do it.
Wow. Yeah, because I know when I did my little thing, too, it was like, it seemed like there were a lot of things that cleared up. It might have not been everything and anything, but it did clear up things enough where I continued to do the work after the session was over with, because I could see things more clearly.
Yeah, and like I said to you, you might feel the same, you might feel energized, you might feel a little lethargic. I had something that came up for me. Like 4 days later for me, and it was a huge relief. And I wasn't expecting that, even though you hear those things. It's like, and the other thing that we talk about is you have to deal with what emerges. You could go in thinking, oh, okay, we're going to talk about this, we'll deal with this, but something totally different might come up, and you have to deal with it then and there. You don't get to put it aside.
That could be a good thing, and maybe
you
not.
You know what? It's what the subconscious is working on, and the subconscious is literal, very literal.
Okay. So I guess if it's coming up.
So how long does the session usually last?
Well, the first session when we first have a client is generally an hour and a half, and thereafter it's an hour.
Oh.
Do you have a website?
I'm working on my website right now. You can call me. I'll put my number in here. 916-390-1670. I'm always happy to talk.
Did I spell that right? Okay.
I'll have to put it in the...
No, I was just going to tell everybody that if you want to start calling in and we will start answering questions. We're doing psychic readings today. Any questions you want to ask Donna? That's great. Barbara's here.
Amantha's here for tarot and astrology.
Amantha. How do you say her name?
Amantha. I'll have her type
Amantha?
It in.
Amantha?
It's like Samantha without the S.
Okay. Samantha. Okay.
Samantha.
I was just going to ask her if she would do readings for me. And then we'll give everybody an idea of what she does.
Sure.
And then we can tell everybody, call in. The number here is 646-721-9031. And for some reason, I was going to say, call in. We'll answer your question. We're going to do this reading with Amantha. And so give you guys an idea of what she does. And then we can all call in. You can ask questions to any four of us. And we'll answer them for you. We can answer we can all come together and answer one question for you too as well. So we're all here, so call in and get your questions answered. This is a great opportunity.
Okay.
And we're waiting for this and the other. What's that?
What question would you like to ask Amantha? And she's saying one question.
Only one question? Boy.
Just start with.
I'm just
kidding.
I know
you have many.
No, I know. I'm just, yeah, I know. I'm trying to loosen up here a little bit because we've got so much snow going outside. I'm kind of nervous because I don't know if we'll go out and shovel that stuff. And you're probably saying, why would you be nervous about snow? I don't know. I'm asking the same question, okay? So if you got any answers, call in and let me know why I'm so nervous about shoveling snow. My question would be toward, I'm waiting for some kind of, I keep getting an impression that nothing is going on right now financially, but it's coming in a big amount, or I'm trying to figure out what the word would be. A large financial blessing is going to happen before the end of the month. I'm just trying to get some insights on that.
Okay.
Because we're trying to get back to the words continuously.
Shuffling.
Yes.
Okay, she's shuffling.
She's shuffling. And the rest of you guys out there, you can... we are going to start answering questions for you, too, so call in here. It's the
okay,
phone number.
Okay, so Amantha is saying, yes, there is money. She pulled the Knight of Pentacles.
Which should be here before the end of the week.
It's through someone you love, the Ace of Cups. You're in rest at the moment.
I'm in rest at the moment.
Great.
That makes sense. I mean, I've been kind of really tired of going around and that kind of thing because I have a couple things in the works. I went to a hair salon this morning and a place up here called the Castle Inn of hoping to be able to go in there and do a remote from there for our show. Does she see that happening?
Well, she's saying she's pulled a lot of men, maybe an inheritance or something.
Ooh, I love that, huh? I'm sorry, I got a little excited. It's just the ideal inheritance and that kind of stuff and unexpected money is definitely what I've been picking up, too, as well. And I feel like it's, you know,
she pulled the King of Swords. She's going to look for a little more clarification on that for you.
Okay, because I feel like at the end of this month, a lot of things are going to come together, so therefore a lot of, there's, I guess you would say, there's some worries that I'm not trying to put energy into. So any kind of clarity that could happen in that whole thing would take
not
that worry
sure.
away.
He says not to worry, money's coming.
Not to worry, money is going to pour into me like someone, like I'm in a hole, right? And someone's pouring a wheelbarrow over my head. And
someone's going to give you money, she said. In the family. In the family, she said.
In the family? My family sucks. It must be.
Someone older.
I'm sorry. It's like sometimes when you, I've done this before, too. And people have done the same thing with readings as well. So you try to put those things together and then, maybe we shouldn't think about it so hard. We should just let it happen. This is the ideal. It's kind of funny. We're talking about the angel of patience and acceptance. And it's basically one of those things of patience. Have patience. Let things fall into place. And it's also a sense of acceptance. You know, we all want to change things in life. And sometimes when we relinquish and let things fall into place, that's a sense of patience and acceptance. So it means your angel is working. I always say the angel's working. It's almost like it's, you put batteries in it, your angel's working. What I'm saying is that the angel is able to do its duty through the gateway which it's governing as long as the subconscious mind has the pattern in there to use to do just that. And I hope you understood what I'm saying. It's just the idea of manifestation. You can manifest things at will, but the idea of acceptance and patience means the idea of understanding that you can only manifest what you're destined to have. So the process of what you're doing is you're clearing the channel and lowering your resistance. So therefore, what you were entitled to in the first place, you're letting it back into your life, which is we're all destined for prosperity and abundance. We were talking about this yesterday. The ideal of meeting the right person wasn't the ideal of, you know, going through a bunch of people and getting to the right person. It was the ideal of those people were leading you in the direction of the person you were meant to be with in the first place. Does that make sense to everybody?
Makes sense to me.
Makes sense to me.
Okay, so that's what I'm saying about acceptance and patience. That angel, if you don't have patience to understand that things are just the way they are, we were also talking about this yesterday too. The person that's with you, it's the idea of patience and acceptance, to realize that person is not doing anything to you, they're just being who they are. Even if they're beating on you, they're still just being who they are. And you need to understand, I think in some aspects of that situation, even when you're in this situation, when you are in that kind of relationship, I think you should still look at yourself as well. I'm not saying you're an abusive person, but to help you understand why you attracted that. So you, the idea of understanding why and understanding yourself, I think if you do those two things, it won't happen again. So we have, it's just the idea of patience and accepting, having patience with yourself and accepting you because that's who you are. If you don't like it, you can change it. Go ahead.
What about for those of us that are a little short on patience? It makes it extra hard.
Well, they're talking about the angel of patience and acceptance. In the book, it basically says, and I've sent her and dealt with this too, it just says that gateway is pretty much blocked, or something in your subconscious mind of something you've been subjected to is keeping that angel from basically doing and giving you that patience and acceptance. So once you work with it, then it clears up and you have patience. Even when in situations where you're just a little irritated, you can still see why. So the patience is still there. It's just that we do have emotions.
Can I interrupt? She said she just shuffled all her cards and she's getting the exact same reading again. Now that's very interesting.
So in the situation with timing, I know timing is like really hard because we're talking about plane and we're getting information from a different dimension of plane. But I would say like anybody else would do, I would love to see something fall in my lap, if not tomorrow, as in Friday, this kid. Because my biggest thing right now is just I want to do readings. And it doesn't seem like it's been going on. I've been going to places and talking to people, even here in town, and people are just so fascinated and they want to do this, but there seems like there's this little barrier, I guess you would say. And I'm trying to figure if it's me that's creating that block between people where they're not fully acceptant of me. They look at me and they feel that they can trust me, but I'm trying to figure if there's kind of some kind of block in there. So I'm trying to figure out. Last week was like really busy. Even with the show, we had tons and tons of people listening in. It was just high up. I mean, if there's something I can do, because I used to have Premium Plus. I went back to Premium, so I was kind of curious. Could it be the idea of taking that step backwards? Could it put things in a different, put things on a different path? More difficulty, or could it be the idea of correcting the situation, of maybe going back to Premium Plus, or what? I'm just trying to get some input, if you can actually do that.
Hey, Donnie.
Yeah.
Samantha is looking at this particular spread that she pulled again. She says there's a lot of men that she's pulled again. Do you have a lot of men around you?
I'm thinking.
Or do you have men influence, a strong male influence?
Huh, that's interesting.
Yeah, she pulled five cards of men. There's a difference. Does Barbara pick up anything?
Barbara?
Well, I hadn't been trying.
Okay, Barbara, we'll ask you. Could you please, if you could pick up some insight for me? But I was actually curious about that because I thought it was a good decision to go backward, not backwards, but to step back into Premium instead of being Premium Plus. I think I might have made a mistake or maybe I can't say wrong. It's just the choice. I think maybe the choice could have been just to cut back the show to 2 hours instead of moving back to Premium. So I'm just looking at certain things and aspects. Because I saw that as a step backwards. Because I always believe in we should keep going forward, if not stay where we're at and just work in that realm.
You're right about that being a step backwards. They say you are downsizing your life. You're supposed to be expanding it.
Okay, so can I stay at Premium for a while and until next month, and then we go back up to where we was before, or can I actually change that here? Because the one thing I'm asking about money is because money will give me the idea of making that choice to go backwards. Excuse me. Someone smacked me and say no backwards. go forward is what I'm trying to say. And everybody out there, if you want to give a call in here, we're going to go through our little situation here and our little conversation. But you're more welcome to call in right now, and we'll start answering questions for you. And the number here is 646-721-9031. And again, that number is 646-721-9031. And that choice, it was more or less, I understand that, but I was trying to cut back the show to 2 hours so therefore I can start making room for everybody. Now, I did make a clarification this morning, and you can ask them for me, because I'm pretty sure they heard that, where I just said flat out, this is what I want this morning. They knew what I said. I'm just asking them, what I said this morning was basically for one. I was just, because I'm sitting going, there's no reason why I can't have that. So I'm sitting there saying, okay, if I could do 400, okay, if I could do four $100 readings, private readings, a day, which would be 24 a week, I thought that would be plenty enough where I could still have time for the show, my clients, and my family, and my life. So if you could get some clarification on that, said that was the, because I sit there and made that decoration this morning. And was that, I guess the question is, was that a good step in the right direction?
Yes.
All right, pass out maybe.
Yes, because Amanda says yes. She picked up the card of strength.
The card of what?
Strength.
Oh, strength. The card of strength. Okay, that makes perfect sense. Give that strength to basically sit down and make that decoration. How about you, Barbara? Are you talking?
Okay, I'm getting that the men, the group of men, may be the angels because the ones who are working with you are usually seen as male. So you have Michael, Gabriel, Uriel, maybe somebody else, Raphael.
Did you say Gabriel?
Ariel. Yeah, I said Gabriel.
Okay.
And Ariel. They're all working with you. They say that stating what you want is good. Make sure you put this or something better, because otherwise you're tying their hands.
Okay, well, I'll say it right now. This or something better is now manifesting and perfect with it. I love this saying, because how can I mess it up? This or something better is now manifesting. Okay.
And Donnie.
Yes, I know. Go ahead.
The Ace of Cups came up, and she said it's a cross. It's an obstacle you have to love.
I have to what?
Have to love.
I have to love. Okay, now, it's an Ace of Cups, right?
You must love to receive.
You must love to receive. That was kind of funny, because as I was walking up through here, the angel said to me that you are getting a little too critical and you need to be reaching people and being more loving, and now you're kind of going into this thing about things that are hitting you the wrong way, but you need to learn to find the love to help everybody else because of those situations. Does that resonate with them, Barbara?
I think that's an affirmation.
Yeah.
Yeah. I was sitting there going over the whole thing myself this morning, because I just felt like it was, I'm just getting confirmation, because I sort of swear I heard that very clearly. Here it is. This or something better is now manifesting for me in totally satisfying and harmonious ways for the highest good of all concerned. Thank you very much. And thank you guys all for that input. That was really helpful. So if anybody else wants a reading from me, just ask me any kind of question. I'd be glad to answer this for you. Barbara? Donna? Amantha? The strength card, a lot of things, it was just a lot of confirmation. That was really cool. Thank you. So all everybody right. else, why don't you all call in and get a reading from these people, too? They're amazing. And we're here for you. So you're all looking for the answers, so therefore we have no problem giving the answers. That's what we're here for. So we would love to work with each and every one of you. So give us a call in here. The number is 646-721-9031. If I said it too fast, it's because I had too much caffeine. But I'll say it again, 646-721-9031. So call in and join the party. It's been great. I mean, we're actually having a great time here on the show. And with Donna, You also do tarot readings too, don't you?
No, I don't do tarot reading.
You should. You're very talented. I'm sorry.
I have about 4 tarot sets.
You have 4 trial sets.
I have 4 sets of tarot cards.
Okay. I'm just saying, you should be doing readings with those cards. I'm not saying you don't. I'm just saying. if you want to join in there and give us a couple ideas, throw us a card or something, that'd be great. You don't have to, but I'm just saying, you're very talented. So with the situation,
well, I have a question.
You have a question?
Yes.
It reminds me of that Star Trek episode where they see that big old rock and it's a time piece and they walk up to it and said something and someone said, I wonder what's this all about, and then it says a question. So go ahead.
Okay. My question is, I've been told that this person is going to come into my life that I'm going to have a relationship with.
Mm-hmm.
And I would like to know if you see this person, what they look like when they're showing up, you know, that sort of stuff.
Well, my impression is, I can give you a confirmation and say, yes, this person coming in your life. I also get the impression it's coming very soon, very quickly. Almost to the point where it would consume you, and you would definitely notice it, but after the fact. I don't get descriptions because I keep picking up the essence and the energy of this person. It needs to be really focused upon what you feel, not what you see. Actually, what you see can actually disturb you, and that's the way it comes to me. So it's one of those things of some puzzling and maybe a couple of, I guess the word comes to me is defects. But this person would definitely be exactly what you want.
Okay.
Because the essence that you want is what's there. The outer extremities might... That's what I'm saying. It's not impulsive or anything that you wouldn't want to deal with. I think you're just an unconditionally loving person as well. I'm just saying there are certain things about certain things that have a tendency to make us take a step back and go, I don't know if I want to go there. But if we listen, if we feel what's actually really going on and understand that the attraction is more of the essence of the person and not what they look like, then you'll see it. I think you'll see it, but I'm just saying, it seems like I keep getting this one little, it's like with an impression with his eyes that might make you step back and think about it when you shouldn't.
Okay.
Because, I mean, shoot, I'm sitting there going over the situation with I don't think I've ever talked to you about that, have I? I was sitting there talking to you that there were some things in situation in my life. I actually have a girlfriend now. I'm still getting used to it myself. So I was going to... With the situation with Shannon, could you say something to the angels about that one as well? Because, I mean, what's freaking me out right now I'm having a hard time with is, like we were talking about before, about having some patience and acceptance. Not with the ideal of something manifesting, but in the process of being in that manifestation of those things happening, of having this eureka moment where you're sitting there going, okay, this is getting too overwhelming because she is everything I've ever wanted. And I'm having a hard time with that. So does that make sense?
Yes, because she's reflecting what it is in you. So the things that you're having difficulties with are the things within you that you haven't wanted to look at.
Right. But she also says the same thing about me as well.
Yeah.
And my question would be, is she the one? And how soon is it going to be before we actually meet each other face to face, which we're trying to work on that right now, that we're trying to figure out, are there any obstacles? Or maybe there is no obstacles, it's just it has to happen. It has to happen at a certain time.
Okay, the first thing they want you to know is that there is not just the one. So you shouldn't go through your life looking for the one, because there isn't one. You have many choices, and every choice is right whenever you make it.
Every choice is right when you make it.
Yes.
Okay, let me make sure I said it. Okay, so therefore, by making the choice to proceed to go through with this, it's a good choice. So therefore, it is a good. It's something that's going to But making the choice is definitely something that's going to happen. True? Did I say that right?
If you are both making the choice, then just be aware of what comes up. Because you have some things that you need to resolve before you actually see her.
Okay, that's one thing. I guess that's one thing that's baffled me right now. What are those things that I need to resolve? The reason I asked the question is I think I've gone over everything. This morning I thought it was because I was being inactive, so I started listening to them telling me that I needed to go to the hair salon. So I went there. I went to the Castle Inn. No matter what happened the first time I worked with these people back in October when they turned me down, or they canceled on me. They said, well, it doesn't matter. That was then, this is now. So please go and talk to them because you'll definitely get your foot in the door. So I did that, and I felt really good about it. So I was sitting there going, okay, what are the other things I need to resolve? And I'm kind of like coming to a standstill because I'm not really sure
what
that is.
What are the things that she brings up or that you see in her that make you feel uneasy?
Oh, okay. The one thing that makes me feel uneasy about her is because she's so... Maybe that's the point. Coming to the realization that it's just that real, and so am I, so therefore what I'm doing is where I'm supposed to be at, so therefore accept that, so therefore you would be more successful if you accept yourself. Did I say that right?
Exactly.
Okay,
yes.
So I just heard that. So, okay. So they're basically my communication. I think I owe that a lot to Donna, too, helping me open that more communication to hear my angels as well. Because, boy, it seems like a microphone someone stuck in my freaking ear. I'm hearing everything very clearly. So I was starting to look at the situation going, okay, that's what it is. Accept her because she is real. Therefore, it reflects back to me to sit here and look at myself the same way as being real. So therefore, when I walk into these situations to have that self-acceptance, I would have more success and to have more success when I walk into these situations of actually going my way. Huh. Well, okay, guys, you want to get that kind of realization, you should call in here and get a reading from these ladies. 646-721-9031, because I'm enjoying this. I think we should all get in here and enjoy this as well. Come on. If there's something, I'm real. So I think if anybody's ever called this show, I'm really quick at picking up things very quickly and very descriptive. So you should all take advantage of that. Plus, I got three lovely women here, too. So therefore, you're going to get four for the price of one, which if you look at the situation, they're free reading. So, hey, you're really getting a heck of a deal here. So give us a call in here at 646-721-9031. And while we're waiting for people to call in, guys, won't everybody just take one person at a time? Won't you guys give your information again over the air? Tell how these people can get a hold of you to take advantage of your services. And I think you also have more patience. I just picked up with all you guys. It's just patience of working with people. So I think they should definitely take advantage of that. So, Barbara, you can give your information out. Tell everybody how to get a hold of you. I think you're
okay.
A fantastic channeler. Holy cow. Go ahead. I'm just sitting here.
My website is divinelyguidedhealing.com.
Mm-hmm.
My email is dgh, for divinely guided healing, .info@yahoo.com. And the number they can call is 405-261-9612. And I do offer a free 20-minute trial session for anyone who's a new, you know, person who's interested in me.
Okay. Donna?
Yes.
You can go, because I'm taking a moment right here. Then you can give your information out too as well on the air.
Okay. I'm working on my website, so I don't have that finished yet. My phone number is 916-390-1670. My email address is realmseeker08@yahoo.com.
Okay. Hey, your friend.
If you're in California, Sacramento, California area. I'm right here and available.
Hmm. Okay. How about your friend Samantha? Does she have any contact information where people can get a hold of her and take advantage of her readings?
She's actually in the chat room doing a reading for someone right now.
Oh, okay. Well, okay. Cool.
And her phone number is 916-622-9119.
Okay, well, go ahead and say it one more time because you faded out for a second, so I'm not sure.
Okay.
I heard you fade out, so.
916-622-9119.
22. Is it? You say 222?
Yeah, 622-9119.
622-9119. 119. Okay.
Put it in the chat room.
All right. Cool. Also, guys out there, I do private readings too. You can reach me at 96. You guys can reach me at 937-838-6337. Again, my number is 937-838-6337. You can also reach me at my website as well, which is psychic-journeyman-yolasite.com. Again, that's psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Also, right now we're having a special till the end of February, which is good for you people out there who just recently got in a relationship and you know who you are. We're doing this thing where it's 10-minute readings. 10-minute readings. Today, I'm not really good at talking, so just be patient. Actually, we're doing $10 readings. They're $10 hour readings. 1 hour for $10 and $5 for a half hour. So call in and do that. That's for the people who call in the show. You get that special rate for being our guest on the show. So, therefore, if you are referred to somebody who calls into the show, you still get a break, too, which is $45 for a half hour, $45 for an hour and $25 for a half hour. And if you're sitting there going, oh, okay, what's your regular price? My regular prices are $100 an hour and $50 for a half hour. So take advantage of that because that's a heck of a deal. You're really saving a lot of money there. Plus, if you want to call in and buy and purchase blocks of time, too, where you want to purchase, because right now it'd be great to do that. If the rates are going to, because they're going to, it's going back up to $45, at least $45 for an hour, $25 for a half hour. So take advantage of the situation and call in. And if you want to get a block of time, that's great. If you want to buy five half hours, then do that. If you want to buy 5 1-hour sessions, they're still, I mean, it's $50, which if you think about it, my regular price is $50 for a half hour, and you're getting five 1-hour sessions for $50, which I think is kind of really good. I would sit there and definitely take advantage of it. Plus, I was also telling anybody else there who also wants to call me too and advertise on my show, call the number 937-838-6337, and I have some special rates. We'll talk about it, and we'll, you know, it's one of those things. It's great to get advertising. I think a show like this would probably, advertising could be well over $300 for 3 hours. So I guarantee I can beat that. So give somebody, call somebody, find out what it would cost for a show like this, and then give me a call, tell me what that is. I guarantee I can cut it in half. So give me a call if you want to advertise on the show. And if you want to call and come, take a deep breath, man. Okay. If you want to call the show and you just want to be a co-host, for being a co-host of my show, I will actually promote you on my, whoa. It's all everybody.
Hi.
It's all dance. Okay. Conga, okay. If you, what were they talking about? If you want to be my co-host for the day, I will. I said I will promote you on my website and the show site for a week. So if you want to do that, then do that. It's just one of those things that go in either way on the whole thing. If you got a budget for advertising, great. If you don't, there's other ways of doing that. We can barter it out. So it's no problem, guys. So give me a call. It's 937-838-6337. And I said we can all work together and help each other out. It'd be great, and we can just broadcast to the masses. Because I guarantee you, when we do readings on this show, I've been amazed by people I talk to who've actually called me and said, were you talking to me, or was you actually doing a reading for that lady? And I tell them, I said, I was doing the lady No, excuse me. I was doing the reading for the lady, and but it just seems like it just not. The information that comes through seems to be hitting the masses, not just the person I was doing the reading for. Other people can identify with that. So that would help you understand the law of attraction works in everything in our lives. So people crossing paths and intersecting with each other, it's amazing when you let it work the way it's supposed to. Everything happens, everything falls into place. Like we were talking about the other day, there's no such thing as competition. You're here on this planet for a reason. If you're in the position where you're supposed to be at, nobody's taking anything from you. And plus, if you sit there...
Hi, what's your name?
I'm fine. How are you?
Oh. No, I wasn't talking to you.
Oh, okay. that just threw me off. Anyway, come on, guys. Get a call. Give a call in here because I'm really wanting to answer
okay,
some
we
questions.
We have a caller.
We have a caller. Boy, hi. I feel like I'm on a game show. Tell her what she wins, John.
Hello?
So the caller is on the line. How are you?
Hi, how are you? It's Geraldine.
It's who?
Geraldine?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And you're calling from Canada, huh?
Yeah.
So are you guys experiencing the snow like we are here in Ohio?
Yeah, we're getting snow, all right. I agree.
we're getting snow in Ohio. I feel like I'm in Canada.
So
it's actually getting
brother
worse
and
than
sister
that.
State.
Yeah. Well, I'm just saying, I feel like, well, actually, you're right. We are. We're Ohio. All you got to do is cross the great lake of Lake Erie, and you're in Canada.
Lake Erie? Yeah, that's right.
Everybody's like,
row your boat.
Yeah, we don't want to. I don't think you can actually row your boat, man. It's too cold. But,
go ice skating, man.
There you go. So you call in. You got a couple questions for us?
Yeah. February.
I'm sorry.
That's okay. February 7th.
We're just trying to have fun here, okay?
Okay. February 7th. I start a new job in a really nice retail company, and I was changing my whole look and image, but still going to be myself, but just professionally to suit the company only during the day. And I was wondering if things will go really well with my transformation of being different, and I'm working on, you know, proper changes and positive outcomes and all that great stuff.
So where would you like this to start? Because that's a lot of expectations.
The job.
I'm just saying, the situation with the job and that kind of stuff, what I keep picking up on is I don't feel like you're going to be there as long as you think because of you. The one line that came across to me in kind of a way that I was kind of wondering why you did that was because you're saying you're doing things for the company. One thing I've always learned in dealing with business and that kind of stuff, I'm a corporation as well. So if this doesn't...
I believe in all of that, yeah.
Yes.
What I mean by that is they have strong policies on image and dress. So I can only go by the company's policy, which I can respect. It's their company. It's what they want to portray. And I don't mind because
your
it just
company,
seems like a...
I know, but the company needs to move into the 21st century because I was working for ADT Security Systems last 2 years ago. And the one thing they've learned lately is dressing a certain way and portraying your certain way is not working anymore because people want realism. I walked into a place. We had a guy working with us. This guy had a freaking he had a tattoo of a swastika right between his eyes. He has long hair. He wears these god awful looking shorts, and he has a short. But he is the top salesman there.
Yeah, I've met a lot of young people like that. They wear the swastika, and they're amazed because when they talk to me at the bus stop and stuff, I don't judge them. They're very, very smart, but a lot of people crucify them, which they understand why. I mean, it's not a good thing to really do, but they're just artsy-fartsy little brats, and I just sit there and go, just be careful how people judge you sometimes. It does matter in a way. You know,
okay.
Be careful.
Hey, Donnie.
You know.
That's your perception. What? Go ahead.
Amanda pulled some cards, and she says that Geraldine will be going back to school and learning a new skill, and it will be successful.
Yes, Yes, I'm trying to see if I can get an online business started in cosmetics.
That could be a learning experience in itself, yes.
Yeah.
I'm just saying, you're going to go to the company, work this company, but one day you're going to be in the midst of working for this company. And the thing I picked on the most was you're not going to be too happy with yourself because you feel confined. You feel like there's a limitation put upon you. So I'm not saying be anything critical. I think you need to go through this to learn some things of yourself in the first place. This is great.
Yeah.
It really is. So.
Yeah, that's why I accepted the job, because I want to learn a new skill, learn new policies, and go with newer skills.
I'm just saying.
Answering myself.
To go for it.
But your success goes from the inner beauty that you have, which reflects outwards. So therefore, you don't want to put a tarnish on that with certain things that this company has said, well, I think you should do this, because I don't think they're really looking at the masses in a way of working with people but making money. And when you start focusing more on money, money has a tendency to control the whole outfit, and then when you lose the money, you feel lost because your foundation's gone. So
mm-hmm.
So I get this really strong impression with this company you're talking about. It's really not standing on too solid ground right now either.
Okay. I'm just happy they're creating jobs and trying, so
I understand,
I'm hoping my best for both of us. I get a little income for a while, and they get a little profit.
I understand it, but I just wish people and companies and corporations would realize one thing. They're not really creating anything. There's just certain things that are happening because of moving forward and progress and what's the word? Progression. So these things
are
happening at this time because they're supposed to be happening right now. But a lot of people like to take credit for that, when actually what's going on is you manifested this, not them.
No, that's fine.
Oh, you manifested this for yourself. This is a corporation that popped in. I mean, it's one of those things that the need, the position, that was all there for you. So therefore, take a deep breath, and you're definitely going to learn a lot about yourself. So you're definitely following through with that.
Oh,
but yeah,
because
definitely,
I want to learn new sales skills. That's why I'm definitely doing this too.
I'll say one thing to you right now. You're going to learn more about yourself. It has nothing to do with salespeople, because you're going to realize one thing. It's self-acceptance of realizing that you're already a fantastic salesperson anyway. So it's more of a real...
I'm just not used to being in person with it. I didn't mean to cut you off. I apologize.
Don't apologize. It's just one of those things of spontaneous talking. So it's okay. We're all doing it, right? Anybody...
Right.
So we had... Amantha, she had her input on the whole thing. Anybody else have anything to add to what's going on with this lady and her? Because I feel like this thing with the cosmetics is going to kick off more, where you're going to really have a lot. You're going to feel better about the situation because you are basically dictating what's going to happen. All right.
Okay.
Barbara.
So don't dictate. Okay.
Don't dictate. Go with the flow. What you do sometimes is you're going down the river, right?
Yes.
And you go with the flow, but you're taking a little hand and grabbing at the roots. I'm not really sure I want to do this, and you're grabbing. So it's like, so self-acceptance and trusting what you're doing and trusting the decisions you're making is trusting yourself.
Mm-hmm.
So therefore, when you go down the river, you're going to be tempted by those roots. Now, I think you'll still be tempted by them, but you won't be so quick in grabbing a hold of them.
I get it.
I'm sorry, Barbara. I'm just saying, Barbara, if you have any input there, we'd love to hear it.
Well, basically, I'm getting that you are supposed to focus on what it is you're there to learn, just like Donnie said, and not on what it is that you don't particularly like, which is the way they want to control you. Ignore that. Let them send them lots of love and let it go, and because there's going to be enormous things for you to learn, things that you're going to be able to use in your own business that's going to make it even better than you've ever imagined it could be.
Yes.
Oh, good. That's what I'm manifesting, if I can learn from them about public image and the difference of learning something different and add that skill to the skills I already have. Boy, I'm excited.
You're also going to get.
I don't want to go backwards.
You're
I really don't want to.
You what?
You're going to get reinforcement about what you already know. You might, you know, wonder, you know, is this right or is this wrong? You're going to get reinforcement about what's right for you.
Yeah.
And
because
that is what is important, not what is right for them, what is right for you.
And you also have a past life that originated in India, and you seems like in the field, and what you're doing right now is like connecting you to a past life when you were in India of being a trader. Not as in trader, but trimming, trading, like a salesperson. So you're going to... Like,
I know what you meant, yeah.
Yeah, it's like rediscovering, it's like rediscovering a lot of things about yourself. But I've told people this before, too, when I do past lives, to go check out certain things
I
pick up.
Oh, wonderful.
Yeah, when I pick
I'm getting confident in two people that is from my past life since childhood, and I have listened to them the last 5 years, and my confidence is shining now. I'm getting comfortable with them.
Keep going.
Yeah, exactly. So I'm excited. I wanted to share that with you. Thank you. You're right.
No,
you're dead on. The one in India is one from a beautiful woman. She was born part gypsy. She was from Hungary, then she traveled, and she was mostly a creature of animals and wilderness. She never really married. She was married to the earth and the higher angels.
Let me ask you a question. When you see this past, when you see this past life, do you see this face of do you see the face of this person?
Now I do, now that I'm more comfortable and got rid of my fears, childlike fears, not wanting to know,
right,
and wondering what my true skill is when it's there all along, and it's in healing. It's just taking my really good compassion and dealing with it on the side.
Well, what I would do in your
I'm
situation...
I'm okay that, yeah.
Okay. Well, the only thing I want to do is suggest that you get a past life reading with me, and... Because I feel like there's a couple other ones that they're, because I get a chain reaction. What I mean by chain reaction, it's like they're like they're all connected as a chain link.
Cool.
Okay, so it's like a boom, boom, boom kind of thing. So
right.
I would recommend that you get an hour session, which is, like I said, right now they're going for $10 an hour. So take advantage of that.
Yeah, I'd like to go for maybe 2 hours because it's a long journey with these people.
Okay.
So I'm really curious out of these two people the most that I've seen to travel my soul life thing that I'm really happy with now to go. Yeah, I love being different.
That's kind of is kind of funny because I usually do recommend 2 hours. It's kind of funny how you put it. So,
especially me being a talker.
Right. So.
So that sounds cool. And plus, I've told everyone on Facebook about you. So I've had some girls listen in, and they think you're great.
Okay.
So
thank you.
It's been really good.
Yeah.
So I really like the show.
We're all on this realization track of just accepting us, and we're accepting all the gifts that we have because it's like we have a tendency to think that if we don't, we kind of. I don't know. Some people have this fear of being confident in themselves because of what people might think of them. When actually it's the opposite.
Yeah, I was once one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so just keep plowing through. So definitely get in touch with me. If not after the show, definitely get in touch with me here soon so we can get that out of the way for you and get moving on some other things too, because I think it's really going to be a strong reawakening on some other things too that you never thought about. So I like doing these things because it's just like anticipation of the unknown.
Oh, thank God. I really could use a good man.
Okay.
So that's the great transformation that I'm trying to do at the same time. So it'll come when it comes. So, but thank you for the reader as well. Thank you so much. It really helped.
Yeah, thank. I guess she's thanking you guys, Barbara and Amantha. And
yeah.
Oh, you're welcome.
No worries.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, and thank you for your call, and look forward to working with you.
Yeah, I'll let you know what happens. So thanks again for the transformation and the advice.
Oh, you're welcome, and everybody else.
Yeah,
so,
have a good night.
Goodbye.
You too. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Okay, bye.
I'm actually waving. I don't know why. Why do I do that? Can anybody
actually... Okay, we have another caller.
I know. I'm just waiting for the thing to go, okay. It has a tendency to hesitate for a minute.
Oh, mine didn't hesitate. It went right away. Oh.
I had this little circle thing. It was like doing a little circle thing. I'm sort of going, okay, well, as soon as it stops, I can do what I got to do. Okay, if you have any questions, if you have any questions about the angel of patience and acceptance, or the council of the 22, because a lot of people are sitting there going, what does that mean, the council of the 22 angels? And it's basically just a council of 22 angels. If you really want to get some insight on it, because we're doing readings today, and we'll give you a little bit of information, but if you really want to just really get into these angels, because having these angels and those gateways open, it makes the manifestation thing a whole lot easier. It also helps you understand what's actually going on with the process. There's a guy named John Randolph Price. He has a book that explains all these things, even the ideal of each one of these angels, also backed up each one of the higher arcana cards and which one they are and that kind of stuff. And I just feel like the more you know about these things, the more easier it is to connect with your angels, because it's like, you know, getting a little bio on these things, so therefore you can really know that you're actually connecting with the right angel and working with the sites at the same point. And the book's called The Angels Within Us, a spiritual guide to the 22 angels that govern our lives. John Randolph Price. Any kind of books you can get from him, I recommend highly. Let's go on to our next caller. That's area code 30.
You want to answer the questions in the chat room first?
Okay.
There's one from Woody Bird. She says her name's Trina.
Okay. Well, okay. Say it one more time, because I was actually pulling it up.
Her name is Trina. Her birthday is October 31st, 1970, and she wants to know if you can see anything significant going on in her future.
Any kind of significant thing going on in her future, and she was born October 31st.
Yes, 1970. Yeah.
1970. She got some nice numbers, even though it is Halloween. Plus, it depends where you're at, doesn't it? If it's really Halloween. Anything significant that she's going on in her life? Gosh, that's why. I'm picking up a lot of things, but I also get that she wants to ask a specific question, but she's not really sure that she really wants to answer. So if someone could write back to her and say it's okay if she asks that certain question that she wants to, I keep getting this really, really strong impression that she wants to. She has a certain thing that she's focusing on. I keep getting it goes back and forth, like a relationship, but also it seems like there's some doubts about if she can actually really have a real loving relationship. And I'm actually shuffling my cards just so, guys. Just leave me here. What you have to do? Just have patience.
Hey, Donnie.
Yes.
What time and where was she born?
Oh, you're talking about Trina. She was born October 31st, 1970. I'm not sure.
Okay. She said she thinks it was 8:05 a.m.
8:05 a.m.
But where?
Where?
Hold on. She's a little behind us, but she didn't hear the where yet.
Okay. Working there. The information we're needing. Don, could you ask Mantha? If you have a numerology, does she have anything with numerology? Is that kind of associated with astrology?
Okay, she was born in Sacramento, California.
Sacramento, California.
Sacramento.
At Mercy Hospital. The General Hospital?
Donnie, she likes your question. She wants an answer.
She likes my question. Now she wants an answer.
Yeah, well, yeah. Relationship.
The answer I keep getting with that whole thing is the ideal relationships with her, she has to understand that sometimes she's going to get exactly what she wants, and she will find that love life and that love relationship that she wants. I just don't feel like it's going to be with the person she thinks it is. So I'm trying to understand that she will get exactly what she's been focusing on and what she's been manifesting. It's just that you have to understand that sometimes people attract certain people, and they sort of go, this is the person I want to be with. Because that person that they want to be with, they think that's who they are. So instead of working on themselves, they'll find it in somebody else. So they think that person. So when it doesn't happen the way they want it to, and say, okay, I guess they can have what I want. Basically what they're really saying is, that person could have filled that blueprint that I think I should be. Okay? Does that make sense, everybody?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't sound too convinced, but I'll take credit. That's what I'm getting here, is a reflection back to her, okay, of what she wants to be, but she doesn't want to do the work. And I'm not looking at it in a mean way. I'm just saying, if come to that realization yourself, and then take the steps to do the work. So, okay, that's what I'd like to be. But you're not in love with that person. It's like you want to love yourself again. So therefore, you go take that and love somebody else. Okay, but it's not, but then you can't say, how come this person's loving me back or giving me what I want? Because
Johnny, you keep cutting out.
I keep padding out?
You keep cutting out.
Okay. I don't know what it is, freaking thing, anyway. I can hear everybody clearly. Kind of sucks, doesn't it? I need to get her. I'm just saying, with her, I get the impression she's getting exactly what she wants. She just has to understand that she has a certain person that she's been focusing on. He is not the one. There's too many questions and too many variables that she's talking about and thinking about to make that a reality. Yes, he is picking up really bad. Thank you, guys. I appreciate that. But Jan, could you give me some input if anything you just said makes any sense? For some reason today, I just cannot really talk. Maybe I should do it like that. I should talk very slowly. If anybody can get an answer from her on that one, because I'm sitting here looking at some things going on, and I just feel like that's the question, relationships, but she's kind of going back and forth. But I think it's one of those things where she's trying to get the balance in her life, too, as well. So I feel like she should take a break, step back, at least take a week, really reflect on what she really wants, and be really, voice is still breaking up. Okay, come on. You want to do the show? I'm just kidding.
You want her to know that the question about the relationship is that she's looking for the answer in someone else, and that someone else is not who she should be focusing on. She should be looking within herself.
Exactly. Because really think about it. If she's fixated, I have a friend. Well, actually, my girlfriend's friend does the same thing. She has this guy that she wants to be with. She goes, "That's who I really want to be with. That's who I want to be with. That's who I want to be with." What it means is, I want to find myself. But it's not the person. The person is just reflecting the fact that they've lost themselves. So they need to sit down. I can't hear him. Well, he's coming across very clearly. Maybe if you could type that in the freaking the computer. Oh, shit. Sorry.
you heard that part.
Yes. Yeah, everybody heard that, didn't they? Okay. If you could just type that in there for her, just the way you put it to me, because that really simplified things for me. I really like that. I'm not one of those people who say, "Hey, you cut into my freaking territory." I said, "No, that sounded really good." That's exactly what I said. It was just in a short version, right to the point. I just have a tendency to be very descriptive because I want to make sure everybody understands. It's not because I think anybody's stupid. It's just I want to make sure they understand. That's it. I may suddenly leave a relationship. Who is that? You know something? Freedom has nothing to do with leaving relationships. Freedom has to do with finally realizing. Does that make sense to you, Barbara?
Uh-huh.
You know, the ideal of freedom is the ideal of breaking free of a habit or a certain condition that you've put yourself in yourself. So you can't sit there and blame the person you're with for the reason why you feel constricted. It's you. Voice is still breaking up.
Well, okay, I think she's going to call in.
can I call in? No. Of course you can. So call in here. Maybe we get that done and everything like that. So we're going to go to 305 area code. So they've been waiting for a while. And we apologize. We're just trying to get some other questions answered in the chat room. And to tell you the truth, I never had the advantage of doing that. So that was kind of cool. So, you know, it's a new thing. So just Have patience. Okay. Area code 305. You're on the air. Welcome to the show, and what is your name?
Hi, my name is Tammy.
Tammy, how are you? I've been waiting for you to call.
I'm doing good.
I just feel like I've been waiting for you to call for a long time. I don't know what it is, but that's the feeling I get. So.
That's okay.
So how are you? Seriously.
I'm doing good. My question has to do with my father. I have been doing genealogy and researching my father's past. He was quite an interesting fellow. And he had several women that he married under aliases. He was quite colorful. And I just want to know if I'm on the right path, and if there are more wives out there, how many would there be?
Okay. Well, that's top secret. So call me after the show. But but seriously, folks, with the situation, I get seven. I also get the impression that your father wasn't just marrying people under
aliases.
Under these aliases, because I get the impression that
the man from Clover Cards means naughty man.
I couldn't hear that. What was that?
She pulled the card that she calls the naughty man.
Yeah, he's a naughty man, but the problem with the situation is they got him into these situations so much because he actually did love these women. He actually did love these women.
Uh-huh.
He couldn't say no.
Yeah, that was the feeling I got. I have researched up to five wives. And
you got
I have
two more to go.
My name was an assumed name, and I do know his real name. However, I'm feeling that there's more of them out there. I just want to know if I'm going in the right direction.
You're going in the right direction.
He had lots of choices.
Okay.
Got lots of choices, at least four different directions you can go in this way. I feel like you're going. You have opportunities coming to you. All right. I get the impression you should explore all of them.
So just one more out there.
One more out there. Okay. I have a feeling that I have found her, and would she be in the state of Louisiana?
No.
No.
Is she a blocker?
Would
no.
she be in the state of Louisiana?
But does she have blonde hair?
I don't know, ma'am. I've never saw her.
Okay. See, the reason...
she does.
Okay. Let me pick up something real quick, guys. Let me put this out real quick. I get seven. You know, I feel like the reason that Amantha is picking up that there's only one more to find is because the seventh one is passed on. So there is...
Yes.
I get the impression there's seven, but only six that are actually still with
her. That.
And she's what?
Amantha said she did see that one had passed on.
Told you. So, with the situation, it is like, you need to also... Sweetie, what is your name? I'm not sure what your name
is. My name is Tammy. Tammy Grennan.
Tammy.
Yes.
That's Tammy
and my father's... T-A-M-M-Y.
Okay, no, I was just saying, because you looked in and out. It sounded like Tammy. I just want to make sure it wasn't, okay? As an H.
Oh, no, it's Tammy. T-A-M-M-Y.
All right. And, so I got that whole thing going on. And where are you calling from?
I'm calling you from North Carolina.
Okay. I don't feel like there's one in Louisiana. I feel like it's close. I feel like it's in that vicinity, but I don't feel like Louisiana.
Okay.
Can you
tell me, do you have any feelings of other children?
Okay, you say other children, besides yourself?
Yes, I know of five.
Okay, that's all I get, five.
Okay, wonderful. Okay. Well,
I just want to get some impressions from Barbara.
Okay.
If she's picking anything up on this.
Barbara? The only thing I was getting is are you doing this because you need closure about your family?
Yes.
Okay.
Yeah, I never met
really,
my dad.
They're not really saying anything about it. So your dad is passed on?
Yes, he's
yes.
passed on. What I get is I want to get some confirmation because I get the impression that what's helping her in this situation of these directions of, I guess you, I feel like you're being assisted. I feel like your father is assisting you with this whole thing. Because before
oh,
you even
wonderful.
Start, because like before I even sit here and before you even start talking, I knew what you were going to ask about. What was your, the idea of the situation when you started talking about your father? I knew for a fact it was passed on. I could feel the sense of him with you and what was going on and leading in certain directions. Louisiana. For some reason, there's a connection between Louisiana and your father, but not, it's not because of the woman. It seems like there's something about the Louisiana that he used to love. I don't know if it was some kind of connection with jazz or music, but I definitely get the connection of music. I'm not sure if it's jazz. I want to make sure I'm not going there because it's actually pretty popular. I mean, a lot of jazz people came out of Louisiana and places like that, so I'm not...
Well, he did live in Louisiana. He lived in New Orleans.
Okay. That makes a lot of sense.
And he apparently married a woman in New Orleans.
Okay, New Orleans, but not Louisiana.
In New Orleans, yes.
Tammy.
I have the last name as S-A-U-C-I-E-R.
Tammy, your father wants you to know that he did love you, that he didn't do it, he didn't do any of it to be mean to anybody, that he was just a man who wasn't, who couldn't say no. If he found someone else he loved, then he married them as well because that was what you were supposed to do.
Okay.
He wasn't out there trying to, you know, be with every woman he met. He was simply trying to make each of the women that he loved feel loved special by marrying.
Yeah. I know that my mother loved him very much.
And he loved her. And he loved you. And he loved all of his kids and all of his wives. And he didn't mean to cause any problems for anybody.
Oh, no. It's not. It hasn't been a problem. I just, not knowing my father and hearing, you know, stories through the family, I just wanted to try to start piecing it together. And I've been on this journey now for quite some time, piecing it together. And I just wanted to know if I was on the right track, which I feel that I am.
Yeah.
Yes.
And he is also with you.
Thank you. Thank
you're
you.
You're
thank
also
you.
A very gifted child. You are a very gifted child, too, as well.
I'm sorry?
You are very gifted yourself.
Yes, I know.
I get this call. But you need to.
Yeah,
but there's one thing. When was the last time you hugged a tree? I'm just saying. I keep getting this impression that you need to go out and hug a tree, and it's like a reconnection with the. With nature and that kind of stuff right now, and I understand that maybe the weather might not be that presenting, but when you go outside, even when it snows, there's a lot of oxygen at that moment right there, and it would just enhance the experience. So even if it's only for 5 minutes, it would definitely help you out right now because of being fixated and focused on this for so long. That's what I keep getting. It's the idea of angel therapy. It's also looking at the situation, saying everything is exactly as it's supposed to, and you're finding the hidden blessings within all this stuff that's going on. You're following your feelings, you know, but definitely take a notice to just that, you know, your physical and your emotional, and get your, because there's something about the situation that you need to reground.
Okay.
Because I feel like there's a bunch of more miracles that are happening. Other things you're going to find out too. For some reason, I also get this really strong impression with hidden money coming to you as well.
Oh, that would be nice.
And I feel like it's really connected to this whole situation, so.
Okay, wonderful. I do try to spend as much time outside as possible.
Mm-hmm.
And I do have animals in my home. And I'm very in tune to nature, and I do my meditations outside.
So I'm just saying, seriously, when was the last time you actually hugged a tree?
Oh, probably about a week ago.
Okay, what's past due?
I'm sorry?
It's past due.
Okay.
You should be hugging a tree every day if you can. For
okay.
at least 20 minutes, all right?
All right, you got it.
Okay.
Yeah, that's
so
great.
Any other questions you have before you go?
No, I feel fine. I'm my personal life, everything, I feel is fine. I'm very peaceful right now. My guides have been talking to me and with me, and I'm feeling good. I just wanted to know about, my dad.
Well, yeah, one thing I picked up the most, too, is for you to also acknowledge that he's there. The thing that comes to me, he's on your right side.
I'm sorry?
I said you need to acknowledge your father, too, by telling hi or something. And if you are looking for a location, I feel like if you focus on the right side,
uh-huh.
you'll feel his presence. Because I keep hearing this thing say hi to me, say hello.
Okay. That makes sense. My one of my cats has been sitting in the corner to my right and looking up. And I felt like he was there.
There you go.
Yeah. Well, thank you so much. I really appreciate it.
You're welcome. And
thank you
for the call. And
thank you.
Everybody, you still... Oh, go ahead. I'm sorry. You have a great night, and everybody else must be preoccupied. And they say goodbye to you, too. Barbara?
Bye.
Is Donna still with us, Donna?
I'm still here.
Okay. So you... Oh, she's gone. So,
yeah,
Tammy?
She's gone.
Yeah, Tammy, you have a great night. And we're sitting here waiting for calls. We still have an hour and 22 minutes remaining. So you got plenty of time to call in here and get your answered questions. No, get questions answered. I'm sorry, I said it backwards. The number here is 646-721-9031. And we're talking about the angel of patience and acceptance. So if you have a question about that and you're not too sure about it, I'm serious. The idea of having patience, I've learned that it's the idea of sitting still and letting things actually fall into place like they need to be. And Donna, you were talking about the idea of patience yourself. Sometimes you don't have enough patience, you think? We'll never know. So, Donna.
Pardon, what?
I said, hold on, I was trying to catch my breath for a minute. Do you feel like that you at some times don't have enough patience?
Yeah, and that's part of that for me is like if I decide something, I mean, I'll think about it and then I'm ready to go.
Right.
I do give it thought. I don't feel that I'm really spontaneous. I am, but I'm not. But I do give things a lot of thought, I think.
Right. I'm just saying with the situation when you work. I mean, when we start talking about the angels, and then actually working with angels and opening the channels and making sure that everything's clear, it can put you in a situation where you can be more spontaneous, which is what you want to do, because you want to be spontaneous so you can make choices and decisions very quickly. And some people have a tendency to think that if you don't do that, if you don't take the time to think about things, then you're being hasty or irresponsible. When actually, I tell people like I was telling before about doing readings. I think you can be 100% accurate with readings because of the source that you're picking the information from. But I also understand that with some people, because we're the channel that's at, they're actually using to get the information through, sometimes you don't see things clearly yourself because of the way we interpret things. That's why I was talking about working with the angels, and then with your situation, working with hypnosis to actually connect with them too, to open that channel up so therefore it works properly. So you can change to the point where if you have patience, then the acceptance comes in afterwards because you're understanding that things are happening the way they're supposed to happen, not the way you think they should happen. Because every time you've made that decision, you have a tendency to get yourself in trouble. If you let things fall into place and you know, trust your angels, then it always puts you in a good place. And then you have a tendency to go, okay, I can accept this now, and then maybe later in the future, you can accept it even more, so you won't get impatient. So
yeah, that's a fine line for me.
So no, I was just sitting there thinking about money coming to me as an inheritance. That was kind of a funny one. First, someone's going to walk up and hand me, here's a big check. Guys, it's not about money. It's just the idea when you're focusing and manifesting on things. I think, you know, being honest about the whole thing, we do think about certain avenues that are going to come through. Why do I think about so many different ones? Because actually in the past, that's how it's happened in many ways. But not the way I always thought it was going to happen, but what I was actually focusing on, the outcome always happened. It just didn't come in the way I thought it would be. So I've learned how to let go of that. You know, it's one of those things of having patience, but also understanding one thing. Whatever happens in between me asking for it and receiving is none of my business, because that's the universe. God, angels, and all the guys working together, orchestrating and getting things to fall into place and pulling things out. It's like an orchestration, you know, just getting things just right. And then the manifestation drops in your lap. So I always tell people, you can't drop in your lap if you're not sitting in the right place. So makes perfect sense. So everybody, we're still waiting for you to call in. I can hear you all out there. You all want to ask the question.
Well, we do have a student in the chat room.
How about, didn't you say Trina was going to call in?
Yeah, but she hasn't yet, and she's gone from the chat room, so I can't ask her anything.
Maybe
but Destiny had a question.
Destiny, I know she's talking about, where. What was the question again? Wasn't it something about
her
husband?
My husband go back to California to work.
Will me and my husband go back to California to work?
Well, she doesn't say her and her husband. She just says, when will my husband go back to California to work?
So she's just assuming she'll be going back with him, huh?
Which she's is, I guess it's, herself.
No, I'm just saying. I think she's saying it that way because she always goes where he goes. Could somebody ask her what her name is? Voice is breaking up. Just get past that breaking up thing. Let's focus on the positive. I'm coming across very clearly. Just because I can't speak clearly doesn't mean I'm coming. I get the impression, yes, really strong. They will be going back to California. That's why I keep saying we. So that's why I was trying to get clarification on that. Because Destiny, what is your name? Of course, it's Destiny. I'm your destiny. That's what her husband says to her all the time.
She's not really responding.
Okay, if you can hear me out there, I'm telling you right now, the California thing is a done deal. I feel like he's definitely going to be working in California, but I also see you by his side. I also see a hammer in his hand. I mean, does he do a lot of chores, or... I'm just saying, I keep seeing you, him, and a hammer. Almost like, you know, taking care of business. Business. So, she could be a little bit busy. It's okay. It's okay. So if you can get back with us, it'd be great. If not, we can go on the show here. We're going to ask some questions. We were talking about the angel of patience and acceptance. As I was describing early in the show, it was one of those things where...
There she is. Her name is Holly.
Holly. Okay, I think I know who it is. Holly? We have talked before. Correct?
from
Seattle. Yeah, Holly from Seattle.
My old stomping ground, Seattle.
Little stomping grounds. So So with the situation, I see him going back to California. I see that's where his really his business is about to pick up. What is Amantha pick up, Donna?
I just get the number 2. I don't know
yes.
if it's for 2 weeks or 2 months. Because
it's
they are going back.
Yeah. They're definitely going back. Come on, I feel like I'm taking a nap. Sorry, guys. Thinking out loud again. Since God's plan for this planet and all life here on is very good and has always existed as God's idea working through the evolution of individual consciousness. So therefore, see, the individual consciousness is the idea of focusing on who you. I got, you know, like we saw the angels are talking about they work with you. 2 means the brain. Oh, he's helpful. Really? No, never lived in Portland. Okay, fine. There must be some kind of connection there. You sure you didn't... You've been there. You have been there. You have been there. I just feel like you've been there. So, what I was saying before, when people pick up past lives, I always recommend that they... I give them date. I give them years and that kind of stuff. And just start looking up those years of those lifetimes. Has a tendency to bring back memories that people have in their minds. I think it's more of a soul thing. I'm getting a little bit of an echo. That's kind of irritating. I feel like I'm talking to myself. So if you want to call in, ask your questions. We are sitting here waiting. So therefore, okay, it drove past. Well, I'm just saying, sometimes that's what it is. You pick up something from somebody because they have a connection there. If it's only for 5 minutes, it's still a connection. But like I said before, if you connection... Look at those years that I go over in those past lives, and it's like the spirit has those memories with it and carries it with them. And you start remembering those places, and you start being drawn to specific locations, and you should let yourself go there. So when we pick up, we're also doing that today too, guys. You call in, I will give you, if I pick up any past lives, I will give that information to you. So give us a call. The number here is 646-721-9031. Also, with the situation, I do private readings as well. I do past life readings and past life regressions, which basically means a regression is like with Donna, who has done those things with hypnosis. Past life readings are when I go back and I pick up things through you of past lives and what you're doing and what you're going through. So give me a call if you want to get one of those past life readings or regressions. 937-838-6337. Also, you can contact me through my website, which is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. Again, that number is 937-838-6337. And my website is psychic-journeyman.yolasite.com. What was I going to say?
We have a caller.
Oh, we have a caller. So I was going to say, we'll take this call, and then everybody else, if you want to jump in there after we take this caller and give out your information across the board, go right ahead. Let's take this lady. It is a lady, don't you think? I bet you $10 it's a woman. What do you say? All right.
Funny. I tell you.
Okay, 509, you are on the air. What's your name?
This is Trina. It's when I told you I'd call you.
I told you. So where's my $10? I told you it was a woman. Trina. So you're having this question, and you want to know some things about?
Well, I just wanted to know what you were going to see in my future, but then you asked the question about if I was speaking about relationships, and that's one of them. I mean, I'm 40 now, and I'm just curious if I'll find that special one that I'll spend the rest of my life with, or am I destined just to be on my own, which I'm okay with that, too. It's just, curiosity.
I understand that, Trina, but one thing I want you to do right now is stop and take a deep breath and go, what? You are happy and content with being by yourself? Okay, that's great. But see, that's also resonating an energy out to the universe that says, okay. So why don't you sit there and, like I did this morning while I was walking home, I'm pretty sure people were looking at me kind of weird when I was talking to my angels and affirming what I wanted and saying, okay, this is what I think would really work for me. And you're asking me, what do I really want? So this is what I really want. And it seemed like at that moment, I actually felt the energy off that whole thing too as well. So with the situation here, I picked up the most was you still have a residual from what things you've been through before. And what I mean by that is there's some relationships that still resonate with you that you haven't let go of, and you still have that image because of those relationships that you're not sure that you're going to find the right ones. So therefore, you have come to a point of being content if that doesn't happen. But see, you're still putting the energy in that. So therefore,
Donnie,
I think that's not happening. Okay, what?
Amanda said she's coming up with the number 2. She'll have 2 choices.
You have 2 choices.
It doesn't happen quickly.
Okay. I get the impression there's 2 choices too, but more on the line of either hang on and put the energy into the ideal of not, or the ideal when it does happen. But that can actually keep you from this relationship going forward. So it's going to happen very quickly, and you might have a tendency to throw the brakes on it because it's going too quickly.
No, he's breaking up again.
Of course he's.
Hello?
Every time I turn around, I always look at my kids like that, too.
Stop turning around.
But, see what you can hear on my side, because I'm actually getting it twice. So, but what I'm saying to you is it's a choice. I say yes, it is a choice. Can you hear me now?
You're still kind of breaking up, but I kind of am getting little bits and pieces of what you're saying. I heard you say something about I have a choice.
You have a choice. But the choice I say is not between two people. It's between hanging on to the past, which is basically making you feel like you're content with being by yourself, or you can see what's being presented to you as a person that's coming in, I feel like, in the next 2 months.
Yeah.
But I also feel like that if you hang, you know, this image that you're hanging on to, could also be what's standing in between you and what you're looking for. I think you need to reaffirm it again. What do you want? And stop thinking about if it doesn't. That's focusing on the lack of, and that's not what you are. That's, you are not about that, okay? You are a whole person ready for this. It's just you need to let go of what has happened before the past. It still resonates with you. That's what I was saying.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Hey, Barbara? Barbara?
Wait, everybody wants to call me right now.
That's the way it works.
I'm getting that you should take the time to look within yourself and just come to a clear understanding of who you are and what it is that you really want to have in your life. Because it's not a choice between, okay, if the person never comes along, I'm going to be lonely, I'm always going to be alone. It's a choice between, do you want to be alone or do you want to be in a relationship?
I understand what you're saying. I think maybe I didn't explain myself correctly. When I said that I'm happy being by myself, there was a time when, you know, all my friends around me are getting married and finding the guys they wanted to be with and happy, and I couldn't figure out, well, you know, what's wrong with me? Why can't I find that special someone that'll sweep me off my feet and sweep me off to my white picket, my house, the white picket fence and the 2.2 kids? And then it just made me very depressed, and I'm thinking, okay, I have to stop feeling sorry for myself and just be happy with who I am now, and then maybe that'll open a way up for me to find that person I'm looking for. So that's what I meant by, you know, I'm okay with being by myself at the moment, but I am, you know, hoping that someday, you know, I will meet that special, you know, man, and, you know, we'll eventually get married and be happy. So that's what I meant by that.
I understand.
Okay, so whenever you use the word hope,
word. Yeah.
What you're saying is that part of you believes it's possible and part of you believes it's not possible. So
still
you are keeping yourself on the fence whenever you are hoping. Make up your mind. What do you want?
Yeah, because universe does not distinguish between those two. They just are going to give you what you're talking about, which is the idea of going to a dual situation, duality here and there. It's a crazy situation, but, you know, that's what I was saying before. I understand that you're happy and content with whatever happens, but we want you to sit there and focus on what you really want it to happen.
I just don't want to go back into that depressed state where I'm feeling sorry for myself and telling myself I'll never find anyone. I just don't want to go back there. So I figured...
Don't be scared of confirming it because you think you might be pulled back there. I think confirming it might... Because, this morning was very... I could put the energy on the whole thing. Just reaffirming. Say, okay, if you're asking me what I really want, this is what it is. And that's the same with you. As you're talking, I'm not sitting there trying to say anything to the other. I understand where you're coming from. I just know for a fact in my life that the idea of making decoration, actually getting a focus board and putting it right there in the middle and saying, okay, this is exactly what I want. And I never put any energy into anything else that one thought that would fit it. And now it seems like my biggest problem is realizing I've manifested that to embrace that. That's what I was going to say about you, about having a decision to make when this person comes into your life, that there are some things that might rush to the forefront that might make you hesitate. All they are is references from past experiences that don't exist anymore. And you should not put the brakes on anything that's happening at that moment. Because of those, you should keep your mind clear so you can see the person in front of you in case there is some things you need to look at, because if you don't, you're going to miss it.
Right.
Okay, so we're saying to you, we love you. We don't want you to miss that because you deserve this. I want you to understand that you do deserve that. Your friends have all this stuff going on in their life, and stuff that time you were talking about this whole thing. So there were some things missing in your life. It wasn't a man. It wasn't a love, as in per se, as somebody else. It was like you were missing things about yourself, and then you found this now, so therefore you're ready for it. So you went back to the freshman state because you found yourself. You know what you want. So therefore, we just want you to sit there and put energy into that and affirm that and say, okay, this is what I want. And I have no intentions of going back. Because when I get it, I guarantee this guy's going to be feeling like he might want to run away. But he won't, because he's the one for me. He'll be just like me. So therefore, it's a constant, continuous embracing. Sorry, guys. Take a break from that.
It makes sense. Totally. Okay.
So Trinity.
I appreciate your advice.
Uh-huh.
They want you to understand very clearly that the only time you will get depressed is if you are thinking about what you do not like about your life. If you are judging your life, comparing it to someone else, that's when you get depressed. They're not asking you to do that. They're asking you to really look at what it is you love. What is it you enjoy? What is it that you really want in a partner? What is it that you might be afraid of that's keeping you back from allowing someone in your life? And let go of that fear. That's how you move forward. And that's how you have the relationships that you desire.
There you go.
Man, all right. Well, I sure appreciate you guys, enlightening me on that and what I need to do. And I'll definitely put into practice what you tell me, and I'll come back and let you know what happens.
Sounds good. Did we hear from Amanda?
I'm sorry, what'd you say?
I was making sure that we actually heard from Amanda. Maybe she might have some input, too, once we get to everybody.
She came up with the two.
Okay, she has to do the duality, okay. Okay, well, there we go.
Someone from the past, like a sweet childhood sweetheart? Is that what you're saying? Yeah. An old friend from the past.
An old friend from the past. Okay.
Only the thing I can sit here and say in this situation, when I pick up on that too, I keep picking up it might be somebody from her past, but not physical sense.
Someone from my past, but what?
They won't be in the physical sense. He won't be an actual person coming to you. I get the impression that when you're talking about choices, you can hang on to this memory of the person that you were with, or you can actually look at the real person who's standing in front of you.
Okay. Interesting.
You have this situation where memories. You have a really lot of memories, and looking at a card that's been given to them 20 years ago, every time they look at that card, it's emotional. So they can also see that person at that moment.
Mm-hmm.
so they could feel that. Something real, so they really embrace memories and the past. So I'm just saying, don't let that come back and say, okay, you know what, about that guy, because you may have a chance with this guy that you're thinking about at this moment. Is he thinking about me? And, oh, let's talk about what's going on. And it takes your thinking away from what's actually happening to you right at this moment. And why is it crying noise? Someone's fried egg.
Hmm.
Okay, I'm sorry. I wasn't towards you. But that's my pickup too. I'm not going to say I'm not wrong on anything. I think it's one of those situations where you're just getting four different, or two or three different insights to the same situation from different angles. That's all.
Right. But so I need to be focused on. I mean, even though they see someone from my past, I need to stay focused on the, you know, my future here and now. Because if
exactly.
I focus on my past, then I won't. I mean, miss who's in front of me. Is that what you're trying to say to me?
Yeah, exactly. I just feel like,
okay.
That's what we say. You know, you need to remember the past, so therefore you won't repeat it. I think in some way that's wrong. And if you focus too much on the past, you can actually recreate it.
Mm. Yeah, I don't want to do that.
Yeah, exactly.
I definitely don't want to.
I'm just saying, all changes you've done in your life, this guy would come in at this time. This is the person you should be with in the first place. And I think having a time in which people could get a little bit better, they missed all these things, but they still learned a lot along the way. So it's what you need to look to.
Mm.
You all these things happen for a reason. And then now you're coming to a part of your life where you're going to get exactly what you want. So therefore, focus on exactly what you do want. It's a very powerful trigger, so if you focus on the things you don't want, you do something quick, too.
And
you don't want to do that. I think that's why I'm stressing too much, too, saying, oh, this is a very powerful year. To me, it's a manifestation year anyway. So I definitely want to focus on that, what I want. So I still get with you too, so.
Okay. Well, I sure appreciate y'all taking the time to talk to me, and I'll definitely take everything you said in and try to focus on what it is of what I want and stay in the present and leave the past behind, because it's in the past for a reason, so.
We get a chance to get an hour session. We can actually do a past life reading. I think it really helps in the situation to understand what we're saying here.
Uh-huh.
So the idea of focusing on the past, sometimes that has a tendency to come up and get us at certain times. Just issues coming to the forefront to be dealt with, okay?
Okay.
I would definitely try to get that in as soon as you can as well. I really recommend that, especially if we would talk about this year, because and just an hour session would also help you understand what 2011 for you is going to really be, because 11's very powerful number. You definitely want to focus on exactly what you want.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Everybody's going to get up with this issue, so I'm just going to stress that too.
Okay.
Well, that's what you wish for, because you might get it, but that are you prepared for it? Not because somebody was a little tone on that, like it's a bad thing or something. What's what you wish for? It'll be that truck
right.
That hits you. That hits you. You know,
right.
But if you're prepared for it, you jump out way quicker.
Right.
Okay, you don't get hit by the truck. But knowing that, you missed it. The same thing with the situation on the opposite side of the relationship that you want, you're getting. So I'm just going to do the work on yourself to make sure that you're ready and prepared for it.
Right.
Even if you do all the things, you're not. But I guarantee when you get this relationship, you're going to still think you're not prepared for it. But that's the way it works. All the relationships will come very quickly. So the relationship will probably move fast. Because it's a good one. It's supposed to be that. So I'm done.
All right.
We're gonna let Trina go because, you know, we don't want to bombard her too much.
Well, I sure appreciate you guys taking this time with me and stuff, and thank you so much for your advice. And I'll keep you guys abreast of what's going on, and then I'll make arrangements because I heard you talking earlier about, you know, getting in on the, you know, like I can pay for a blackout certain times for a reading and stuff. So now how do I go to your website for that, or what do I do?
Best thing to do is give me a call after the show, and we'll go over the procedure on how to do that and take care of it from there. Get it, yeah.
Okay.
I recommend it highly, too. A lot of people get blocked time by 5 one-hour readings, and therefore you buy them. even if it's past February, March, you still get to use those things. So you get it all in there, and you don't have to worry about it.
Okay.
So give me a call after the show if you have the number.
Okay.
Okay,
I didn't hear that last part. What did you say?
Do you have a number?
Oh, do I have your number? Is that what you just asked me?
Yes.
No, what is it? You may have to say it a few times because you are breaking up really bad.
Okay,
no problem. Let me tell her, Donnie.
Okay, you tell her.
It's 937. 937.
838.
Okay. 6337.
Okay. All right. I will definitely be calling. Okay.
All right.
Thank you.
Good day.
Have a wonderful night. Now, I'll be in touch with you shortly.
All right. No problem. I'll be looking forward to talking to you.
Thank you.
You're
good
welcome.
Good night.
Bye.
Bye.
Okay. Good night.
Hey, Tommy.
You scared me there. Don't do that. Okay.
Sorry. Donnie.
Hello, Jeff. I'm sorry. Sorry. Go ahead.
My connection's really bad. I'm going to have to go.
No problem. Yeah, thank
you. I want to thank you for the opportunity to be on your show and meeting Barbara and giving Amantha and I this opportunity, and we would love to do it with you again.
Okay, well, tell Amantha and you too. I already have your information, but I don't have her information. So tell her to send it to me. So I can actually promote
okay.
I'm going to promote you guys for like the next week on the show.
Okay.
I just need information
yeah.
to do
we
that,
put,
okay?
Put it in the chat room, but I'll email you after you're live.
Okay, cool.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you so much. Nice to meet you, Barbara. I'll be talking with you.
Nice to meet you, too. Yeah, I'm actually
okay.
going to call you.
Okay,
right.
Awesome. Have a good evening. Thank you.
You too. You too.
Bye-bye. Adios. Oh, man, I swear. It's crazy, isn't it? I mean, I'm sitting here going over this stuff and going, jeez. Now, I mean, Barbara, am I phasing out now?
Okay, Donnie, you are breaking up so badly. Are you sure everything is plugged in right?
Yeah. What I could do, I know, maybe let's hold on. I'm going to do something in 2 seconds, so we're switching something real quick. Okay. All right. Let's see here. Okay. Microphone. Okay. Does anybody hear me now?
Huh?
Can you hear me now?
It's the same as it was.
I don't know. I mean, I can hear you guys clearly. Everything's fine. I mean, it's just like there you are.
Your words are all choppy, and sometimes you can't understand them at all. And I don't know what's going on, but you're really hard to understand tonight.
Huh. I don't know why. That is crazy. I've got everything done right. Let's try this. The microphone is put in right. The headset is done right. Basically, they're the same one. That doesn't make any sense. Can you hear me? It's really different.
Like,
though.
It's hard for me to describe what you sound like.
Okay. Any changes there? How's
sometimes
that?
I can hear you just fine.
Just fine. Mixer. Oh, shit, I got everything going. I'm sorry, shit, I've got...
We heard that just fine.
Yeah, I know. It's like, that drives me nuts. Everybody hears the bad stuff. I want them to hear the good stuff, too. All right. Maybe we got too much bass going on. Okay. How about now? Any better?
Okay.
What's happening?
I don't know what's causing you to break up. Maybe it's the snow. I have no idea.
Yeah. Sounds good. All right. I'm going to try one more thing. See what happens here. Okay. What's going on, Barbara?
You're still breaking up a little.
I'm still breaking up?
Yeah.
I've done everything on this side. I don't have the headset even plugged in anymore.
Okay, most of that was broken up, and I couldn't understand it. Still breaking up.
Okay. That was good. How about now, Barbara? Can you guys hear me?
Okay,
now?
When you said, "How's that, Barbara?" then I could hear that. But then the next word you said, there was some of the breakup in there.
Okay, am I breaking up now?
It's better.
Okay. How about now?
No, still breaking up.
Oh, son of a bitch.
That I heard.
Yes, I know. It's always that kind of thing going on. I really want to be heard because, I mean, I just feel, you know. The one thing I did, let me just try this for a second. We have hold up for a sec. We have 48 minutes left in the show. It is now January 20th, 2011. It is 8:11 Eastern. And this is Psychic Journeyman on Psychic Journeyman Talk Radio. We are sitting here today and we're doing readings. We've gone to the Angel of Patience and Acceptance. And now we're trying to live it. And I'm having a little bit of problems with that. But I'm working on it. The number here is 646-721-9031. So call in right now. I would like to tell you guys, it's like this. The next caller who calls in to get a reading, I will give you, as a gift for me, a one-hour reading. How come she didn't look like a Christmas tree on that one? sorry, guys. We're just sitting here going over everything in our heads and saying, okay, this is what we do. This is what we love to do. We just want to do more of it. So call in and get those answers to the questions. We're still pretty much in the first part of this year. So any kind of answers you can get now throughout this year, I think it'd be great. So, Barbara, am I still breaking up? Am I going in the issues?
You're still breaking up.
Yeah, I can still be understood. I'm going to try this. Angels, we need to sit there and clear this channel out so I can hear it clearly. So if you could please help and assist us in this situation, it would be great to clear up the communications so we can all understand each other. Thank you. Also, the situation. Dear God, archangels and angels, please help me clearly hear, think, and feel true divine guidance. Please guide my readings so that they are in the light, specific, and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved, and that the channel between us is very clear, so everyone, so they have, in the process of being blessed, we all hear each other. Thank you. So, if you want to get tarot cards, I got tarot cards here. If you want an angel reading, got those too. If you want to do a psychic reading, I always have that one. So call in and I'll answer those questions for you. The phone number here is 646-721-9031. It's all focused on the channel is clear as a bell, and you've got to hear everything I say. Oh well. So Barbara, is there something that you would like to ask me?
I'm afraid to ask you anything because I probably can't hear what you say.
That's cruel.
I know. I just couldn't resist.
I'm
not
great.
Easily cruel.
Okay. So, I mean, I took the headset up and everything. I mean, it's not the headset. It's connection. It's got to be the connection. Because I've taken the headset out. I've anything I can, and use my technique. Before, I used to have no problems at all. But I did log on to call to Blog Talk Radio. I had to do it twice. And
well, I wonder if it's Skype, if it's something to do with Skype. I'm on Skype, too, but you can hear me.
Yeah, but I think sometimes Skype also goes to connections as well, so maybe it's Ohio. Skype doesn't want to connect to Ohio because it's a scary place. Like I always say, I'm allergic to nuts, and there's a lot of them here. So, that aside, you can take that personally, or you can sit there and change your life and not be in that no more. That's what I get. And you can't hear my jokes there, guys. That's some funny stuff. What was I doing? So if there's if anybody has questions in the chat room, let us know. Let's draw.
No, there's no questions in the chat room. They're all quietly waiting.
There's no questions. Questions.
No questions.
There's no questions in the chat room.
No conversation.
No conversation. Is there somebody like snuck in and they don't say? Questions. Okay, so what's left? Okay, guys. What's the answer? No.
Well,
okay.
Most of the people in the chat room are guests, so they can't actually type a question. So they're going to have to call in. Math.
Okay. One thing I would say about what's going on, obviously, we got some time. But I am kind of fascinated with the whole thing, which is talking about five people around me, and then you clarify what happened. They're talking about somebody coming to me, giving me money, almost like an inheritance, because it shows us, it basically shows a big mistake. I would say that word. Substantial of money. That really cures, you know. I've always had the assumption that something was going to happen that was really good to the point where I guess you would say all the worries, all the thoughts and words that were in those situations would be gone for a very long period of time, if not continuously, because it wouldn't have any worries anymore. You know, I guess lack of...
I could understand part of that. But not all of that.
I command the sound to come back now. I'm with you. You're a sweetheart. Hang in there. Thank you. He's like, okay. What does that mean? I think he's talking about you.
No, talking about you.
Oh, okay. Sylvia Slipstream. Has anybody heard about that, Sylvia? It's it's a course you can take. Do you know about Barbara?
Sylvia Brown?
No, it's a Sylvia. I wish I could remember the whole thing. It's just the other girl sent me a thing on my site. The Sylvia thing, meditation stuff.
Sylvia Brown's written a lot of different books on prophecies and angels and Mother God and stuff like that.
I would sit there and say, one thing I have a problem with the Mother God, even God himself. See, God, when you sit there and focus on God himself, people have a tendency to put a mask and a tone to it, but God is just God. He's neither. In some ways, duality came about because of man's choices.
Oh, yeah, and during that time they decided that God was a man. Before then they had decided that God was a woman. Before then there was a god and a goddess, so there was always the balance. Now we're getting back to more of the balance.
Yeah, so we sit there and look at the situation and go, okay, what's up? I sit there and said that one time. I said, think about what people were trying to strive for in a relationship is the ideal of... both male and female, but neither. I know what to make means. You're a man, or I'm a man, you're a woman, but when we come together in this relationship, we're neither. We're equals. we're equal, we can't be either one. So we still have the individuality of who, you know, that's who we are, the essence of that, because it's what brought us together. But it can be complicated in some ways if you just look at the situation of combining, because it says in the Bible, too, you come together. Even that little sentence itself, coming together, kind of forget about guys who are saying, I'm the master. Says who? You know, even the Bible says you are the head of the house. In some senses, because you look back at the Jewish law in those situations, yeah, the man is the head of the house, but it doesn't mean he controls the woman. It also talks about the woman being appreciated because of her support. So they're both working together. For some reason, they missed that part.
Well, yeah, some of the religions took that to mean that the woman is supposed to be subservient and the male is supposed to be dominant, and that's the way it's supposed to be.
Yeah. But submission has to be both on both sides, right? I mean, they're talking about the biggest thing in relationships is to be vulnerable. But both have to do the same. I'll talk about two-way street.
If you realize that each of us, whether we're male or female, have male and female energy in us, so there is nobody who's better than anybody else because we all contain the same thing. Just because we have different physical attributes doesn't mean that we're not equal.
Oh, yeah, exactly. Plus, people, y'all understand this too. If you kind of put a physical thing on it and say, your body produces both male and female hormones too, as well. So it's just not a spiritual energy, it's also a physical as well. The body has a tendency to, I think, because of the energy that you have, okay? Does that make sense? Because of the energy that you resonate, has a tendency, the body uses that to filter out which ones you embrace. I'm still kind of baffled by people in sex exchange. I still think there's more a deeper issue there that they need to confront than a physical thing, because they're looking on the outside to make a difference on the inside. So it's something about them that doesn't set right. They're not balanced. So they try to do, most people sit and do things like that. I mean, I've actually seen people in relationships who are such a denial, they'll put a piece of furniture from the two. So I guess some people...
Well, we have our preferences, you know, and a lot of it is based on what we were taught. So if you come from a family that teaches you that if you have blonde hair and blue eyes, you're better than anybody else, or if you come from a family that teaches you certain races are better than other races, or even that it's a holy sin to be gay as opposed to being straight, then you have all of that playing in your background. And until you get that out of there, you can't really see people for the truth of who they are, because it's like you've got all these filters that you don't even know that you have that are keeping you from seeing.
That could drive me crazy. Just thinking. No, I guess the one thing that drove me most was Cher's daughter, who's actually changing. She's going to go through a sex change and become her son. And I think it was in such a way, I think it is a great thing, kind of how Cher's dealing with this, you know, basically saying, well, whatever she wants to do, you know, it's her life, it's her body, and so therefore what she's going to do. Which is very supportive, no matter what she goes to. When I sit here and read on her, I don't think she approves of it. And I mean, she can do, but she has a tendency to step back and look at it and say, okay, this is what she wants.
Well, sometimes it's difficult, especially when we consider ourselves, you know, the parent, and we're the ones who's supposed to be teaching you the right from wrong. And if you do something that we don't consider right for whatever reason, then we take it as kind of a slap in the face. Like, I taught you better than this. How dare you go against it? And we forget that other people are responsible for themselves, and we don't control them. We never have. We never will. And
yeah.
The sooner we understand that, the sooner we can actually be happy and just say, okay, that's what you've decided. You're still you. I love you. So it really doesn't make a difference. Go for it, you know.
Yeah, yeah, it's making sense. I mean, it's like, why do that? It's a waste of energy. When you say, I'm conditioning loving you, it's not unconditionally loving. That's still kind of controlling and manipulating because you're trying to use, I think in some ways you're using the words. In some ways making them feel sorry. So you should feel sorry for me because I wasn't a successful parent. So therefore you couldn't do this because I wasn't a successful parent. I mean, it's kind of funny looking at a situation that way. I'm just saying it makes sense because that person's making something about themselves. And they want their child to carry on that. And the child's not doing that. So they think for some reason there's some kind of breakdown in them. And I sit here and tell people all the time, I said, look at this. It's your responsibility of life. You're 100% responsible for your life. Then you'll realize you're not responsible for nobody but yourself. If you sit here and think about that, seriously, even the Bible says you go to judgment and you're standing in front of God, and it's you. Don't have character witnesses and all that kind of stuff. So therefore, you better put yourself and put your life right. But at the same time, look at the people that are around you. You know, I always sit here and say, I don't think you'll approve in some ways because of the way you're raised and what you're doing, but if you come to a point of just unconditionally loving those people and saying, you know something, must be something that you want to do, your path, that I don't understand, but I don't have to. It's something you have to understand, not me. But I still care about you and still love you, so you carry on. And just keep moving forward. Because you can't be responsible for your kids either, because they got lives of their own. I mean, just sit here and look at the situation you're in. Just give them information and teach them everything you teach them, but they still have to take the information and what you taught them to do something with it. And you can't make them, you can't do the whole thing, but you also have to look at your own life and all the things that you went through that you were proposed to. No one forced you any faster than you. You know, you unfolded just the way you were supposed to. Now it's time to give your kid respect. Do this thing. Trust that you've actually...
Yeah.
I'm just saying, trust what you taught them. They're going to make decisions. If you've taken 100% responsibility for your life, more than likely your kids will step through you and do the same. So they're all individuals. They're all little independent little people. So I'm starting to most on that one, especially when it comes to girls. My daughters are driving me crazy with all that they've done and the things they've gotten themselves into. But at the same time, I probably wouldn't have changed anything.
You know, it's funny when you think about it, when people are getting upset because their kids are not doing what they think is right, and they're calling their child selfish because their child is not listening to them. But in reality, they're the ones being selfish because they're saying that their child is supposed to do it because they want them to. They're acting like the entire world is supposed to revolve around them. So it's the parent being selfish instead of the child whom they're calling selfish. The child is just expressing who they are and what it is they really want in life, which means that they are actually centered in who they are, which is how we're supposed to be. It's the parent who is expecting the world to move according to their perception, and that is being selfish.
Yeah. Because, I mean, sometimes it's amazing, too, when you are raising your kids and people have to step in, which are people probably like you're talking about. They're selfish and telling you, you should be doing something about this. Well, I feel like sometimes the ideal inaction is the best course, too. Your kids are doing certain things, and sometimes you have to let them fall on their faces so they can learn as well. You keep picking them up. I think it's more of a... People who pick their kids up all the time, they're not picking them up because they care about them. They're picking up because of what people might think of them. And I think that's the wrong decision to do, because I think your kids have to do just like we did too in certain situations where we fell on our faces and we learned how to pick ourselves up. And then from that point on, we didn't rely on nobody else but ourselves. And we could see our angels and guides and stuff, and things that fell into place. But a lot of times, in the progression, we find that we pick ourselves up, but then if we go across the line, listening to our angels and our guidance, we just find easier ways to pick ourselves up. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
So, just the ideal of focusing on those things could be a really, it could be an asset to everybody. Like we said before, when I was reading this prayer, I mean, if you look at this prayer, you could use this prayer with a lot of things, just not the idea of doing readings, but you could sit there and say, hey, dear God, angels, archangels, please help me clearly hear, see, think, feel, and know true divine guidance. Please guide me as I work with my children and to see things that are in the light, specific and accurate, and brings blessings to everyone involved. You know, it's like, that was kind of cool.
Yeah.
Where you could actually say those kind of things. And so, okay, this is something I should say right before I sit down and talk with my kids to make sure that I'm actually doing the right thing. But if we're sitting here following guidance, then it's going to benefit both of us. And you're going to find out some things about yourself, too, as well. And your children are going to look at you going, I think you could have one of those eureka moments together. I'll say, hey, you know, I did a reading for a daughter and a mother once, and it was just really incredible because they both got this eureka moment in about 5 minutes of each other. One girl was the one lady was a very Christian lady, which was her mother, and the lady came in here, and the first thing I said to her was, you're asking a question about this boyfriend that you're engaged to. And I said, honestly, just the idea of you asking the question means you have doubt. But you're still proceeding to go forward to get married without questioning or looking at why you have doubt. Okay? Plus, I think what's clouding her mind was, the guy was a good guy. He really was. But it wasn't the ideal if he was a good guy or a bad guy if I should stay together. It's the ideal, should I stay together because I really do feel the way I do? Do I love this man? Or is it something that makes it easier for me so I don't have to do certain things? Or is it make it easy on me so that I don't have to continue to go find the right person? I can just settle for this one. And she looks at me, she goes, I'm not really sure what it is. I said, well, I know one thing about the situation is what you're doing right now doesn't seem to be working because you're doubting it. So try to do something different. Look at the situation. Take some time. Do that kind of thing. Well, we're sitting listening to the mother. The mother's sitting there. She's a very devout Christian. And she's like, wow, how'd you know that stuff? Because we already had that discussion before we came in here. How'd you know? Okay, well, it doesn't matter how I know. It's the ideal. It's coming up. So therefore, you should look at that. So then all of a sudden, she looks at me and she goes, you do palm readings. Could you do a palm reading for me? And I just basically sent her and told her everything about her life at that point and even told her some things that she didn't think that she wants to do. At that moment, that room was so full of energy. You could just feel like we were surrounded by angels. And all of us were just sitting there going, shh. And then the lady who was a devout Christian looks at me and she's like, by going through this, I just realized something, that I have a different perception on what I thought this was all about. Because she said, I did come in here thinking in other terms that, you know, this I shouldn't be doing this. And now I'm thinking this was the best thing I ever did. So I was like, it's a eureka moment. And it happened in probably between the two was 5 minutes. We were there for about an hour.
Mm-hmm.
But I'm saying in the process of doing that, they got their eureka moments too. And I was just sitting there looking at the whole thing going, this is a glowing situation. But they were reaffirming to me too that the connections to everybody happens for a reason. Then I found out that these people have been walking in front of my door and walking up and down the street waiting for me. Because they thought I was in a session with a client when I was actually sitting there talking to a friend. What I thought was amazing that they actually paced up in front of the shop for about the 2 hours, and then 2 days prior to that she was there too. But she never got in because she thought I was I told her, I said, what you need to do next time is just walk up to the door and say, I'd like to get a reading, so we know what's up. Because more than likely I have a lot of friends and we have a tendency to sit here and talk. But I guarantee you, as soon as that friend hears that, they excuse themselves very quickly. They have a lot of respect. And the friends I had in Colorado, I just loved to death. But nothing was ever spoken. But a person walk in to get a reading,
it was almost like, you know, telepathic. Gotta go. See you later. Before anybody even said anything. So I guess that's why I miss Colorado so much, because there was a lot of respect. I'm not saying anything bad about Ohio, because I'm trying not to. But I'm trying to keep it to myself. I swear I am. But we're sitting there looking at this thing about the angels. See, the patience, angel of patience, and it says, live with patience, not an attitude of long suffering, but one of I can't even say these freaking words. I said these yesterday. Perseverance. Thank you. For the goodwill surely he reveals in this world, it cannot be held back. So what they're saying is an aspect, what's coming through you that you want to project everybody else, you shouldn't hold back, because that's God, whoever you believe in. I think it's still the same source, so you can put a name on it, whatever you want. I'm just saying, when it's coming through you, you should never hold back that. You want to allude that to everybody who comes to the door. If I said that right. Maybe we should use a different word. You want what you have to share with the world, you want it to shine through to everybody else, because that's what it's supposed to do. It's basically saying you're reflecting to the world of how you feel and how you are and what you're connected to. And if you hold that back, then it's an injustice, not just to you, but the world itself. So if this angel is not, if this angel is blocked from doing what it's got to do, I guess you would say it's like putting yourself in a central responsibility of taking responsibility of your life and say, okay, that's not working, and then finding out how to make that or clear that channel and do what you got to do. Because live with acceptance, not of things as they appear to be, but in the context of the consenting to order, beauty, and freedom, for they will certainly be manifest. Jeez, I feel like that's a glow in itself. But I didn't find a
concept.
Go ahead, I'm sorry.
Well, you know, some people believe that that patience thing means that they're supposed to patiently go through even when everything around them is just totally unbearable, when they are so incredibly unhappy and they are absolutely miserable, and every night they pray for more patience so that they can deal with it. And what they should be asking is, what is it I'm supposed to do to get out of this? What do I need to do so that this can change? Patience doesn't mean that you're supposed to stick with being miserable. Misery is not required in this lifetime. You should be patient when it's coming from love, when it's coming from the peace and the joy and all of those wonderful feelings. If you're not feeling those, you need to figure out why and make the changes, and then be patient with the changes that you start feeling what it is you're supposed to feel. They're not asking you to stick around forever with an abusive spouse or an abusive parent or an abusive child or an abusive anybody, because that's not what they want you to do. They never want you to be hurt. They never want you to suffer. You're not supposed to be a martyr. You're supposed to be loved.
Yeah. So he's like, look at the situation. I mean, I'm sitting here looking at the thing going, okay, I'm in Ohio. I don't want to be here. But see, the point was of coming down to the acceptance and having patience for what where I want to be. I think it's more of stepping back and appreciate where I'm at. So I'm here. This is the now. They could actually propel me to where I want to be. So I sit there and I was thinking about that, but it also, in the process of working with this angel too, of acceptance and patience, when I started getting those things, I started seeing the beauty that was around me, which has been there the whole time, but I was so fixated on not wanting to be here anymore. I guess it was the idea of patience. Having that patience. Why am I not in Colorado? Well, let me be patient about the situation to the point of looking over. Why is that? Is there something to be learned here? And it could be something of the realization that happened this morning, but it was also certain things that happened with that of going out and making those connections with people that I've been putting off because I was scared of how they would perceive me. And now I know it doesn't matter. It's the idea of accepting this is who I am, this is what I do. So therefore, if people can't accept it, it has nothing to do with me. It's their issues with themselves. But by not being patient,
I couldn't accept that. Now I've got to the point where, you're right, it's like sitting around looking at the situations. What's the point of being impatient? There is none. It's going back to where I was when I was in Colorado the first time, of looking at a day in a shop and say I didn't make any money, and not freaking out about that and being impatient because it's not happening. They got me to look at what was going on at that moment, because you, I think it was you were talking about it, and maybe Amantha was saying something about this is a time of rest, and I've been thinking the same thing too. So took all this all at one time. So there's nothing wrong with taking a couple steps back and go, okay. I started seeing things very clearly. That was impatient, Gary, because I was pushing, because I wanted to be out of here. And now it's telling me there's other things to work on before you go there, which is preparing me even more for what I know is going to happen out in Colorado. So patience and acceptance, they work together. Why is an angel named that? It's because when you get the patience, you accept things. So it's not one of those things, well, I'm impatient. Well, stop thinking about it being impatient and thinking about why you are you impatient. You know, maybe that thing you're trying to make manifest, maybe the reason it's not happening is because of the impatience that you have, that you put in there. Let's see.
Go ahead. That you chose the angel of patience and acceptance today, because the message that I got last night from my dreams was about wording, using the word accept and the word accept. So that we often think about ourselves as being the exception. Everyone in life is supposed to be happy except me. Everyone in life is supposed to have money except me. Everyone in life is supposed to be happy before I'm happy, because it's all supposed to happen to everyone except me. And if
yeah.
you change it around and make it, I accept that I am supposed to be happy. I accept that it is okay for me to be wealthy. I accept that it is okay for me to be loved. And just changing from accept to accept makes a whole world of difference.
Yeah, it does, because I was like you. I mean, I was... what happened this morning and what's been happening the last couple of days about and being impatient because things ain't happening fast enough. I've got people who are... I could sit here and say I have people putting pressure on me, but it's more of how I'm thinking about it. The pressure is becoming more from me by my perception. When people are demanding, that's true, but the more I feed into it and put the energy in those whole things, that's where the pressure is coming from. But I didn't notice the show either. I put down and I put the show together when I talked to Donna, and I put in the angel of patience and acceptance, but I never realized today was that show until I signed on to my switchboard and looked at it going, oh, we are working on an angel today, angel of patience and acceptance. Isn't that kind of ironic with things that have been going on? So it is kind of weird. And then again, it's not. I've seen these things happen before. You know, every show I've ever had, there's something that rings to the tone, and if I don't go along with that, that's what happened yesterday with the show. It was, we had this resonance where it was resonating, a certain type, but then the person who was supposed to be here didn't show up, which we're not putting any pressure on her. It had nothing to do with the situation. It was the ideal. I think it was, you know, one of those things of reflection because of the lack of patience that was going on at that time. So things, I just feel like when we have that kind of energy going on, it messes with, not just with what's going on with us, but everything that we work with. So communication
yeah.
is breaking down. We don't know what's going on. This has happened because it's happened a couple times when the communication between the two was off, just enough where it threw things off. But I think also when you look at those situations, they're like directing you back to certain things, like we talk about the angel of patience acceptance, where that's a thing they need to work on. So there's a balance that needs to be worked on there too. So it kind of reflects for the last 2 days at least. Yesterday was, I was trying, because I didn't really have anything set up for yesterday at all, period. I just really was fascinated with this woman, this girl, when I talked to her myself. In my pre-interview with her, but I just want to do the whole show on the whole thing. But it did teach me one thing, you know, of how resilient I could be. And I listened to guidance, too. I called somebody. I mean, it was kind of funny how I just picked her phone number out of, I got, like, over the, all these numbers in my phone. But for some reason, she's the one that came up. That was interesting. Why would that one come up so quick? Bang, there it was. It wasn't like she was at the beginning, because she's actually on the name Nicole, which wasn't, if I turned my phone on and went right to that spot. It's on an A, so it would have taken me a while to get through there. But for some reason, I was like, boop, there it was. And the only thing I can consider in any kind of, to have any kind of way of explaining it was just the idea of them guiding me, even when I wasn't listening. There it was. There's your answer. So constantly working for you. If we could just take the angels and put them all together and say, okay, you have suffered spiritual constipation, and so have I, and we may have felt so out of spiritually that we have actually attempted to desert the path and find a new road to travel, and we all have been there. Okay, but you know, it's like we've been times when the door to meditation space could not be unlocked. A lot of people would talk about that. When we're talking about, I think we tapped on it a couple of times, with people talking about when they meditate, they can't steal their mind. All this craziness going on, I don't know if I can do it or not. And I always say, because you're focusing on it, you can't. Is why things are still circled through your head. So maybe if you took that one word out, that'd be one less thought going through your head. And all the ones that came, and if you take can't out of your vocabulary, all those old conversations that are going through your head that used to have can't with them, you don't have to deal with those either. So it starts clearing things out. But I just thought it was interesting to look at this situation and go, okay, what are you going to do? We were talking about this with the angel of unconditional love and patience. It says, you have a choice. You can put the energy into the lack of, or you can put the energy into your manifestation. Your choice. What are you going to do? Simply making that one choice, or what direction you go into, you could clear the path out for the angel to do exactly what it was destined to do. And so are you. So what are you going to do? Quit worrying so much about where and how you strayed and get on with your business of living. Just be yourself. A lot of us lost that self because of everybody else keeps telling us we need to do it a certain way. That was my biggest thing with that one lady today, was she was, it wasn't the ideal of discovering new talents. It was discovering talents that she already had. That's why she was drawn there, and the angels knew that by her seeing these things. She's looking at this company as something that's very, it's the world. And she wants to learn how to deal with the world. So she feels this company, I think the angels did too, go right in here. This is a very worldly company. They make decisions because of worldly things. So therefore you can find out things about you. And it's kind of funny how they put you in certain situations to find more of you as, you know, you spiritually in a world thing, because you're going to look at these worldly things and go, okay, there has to be a different way or a better way, which is spirituality, right?
So it
bounces right in there, and then you start going, okay, let's go check out the angel of patience and acceptance. And we start having some patience with ourselves to accept that the reason I'm here is to learn something about me, not to gain something from that what they can teach me. Because I'm starting to realize, I've done this before with books. I'll be guided to read books, not to learn something, but just to reaffirm something I've already been doing. They were pointing these things back to me. They were pointing, okay, read this book. I've been doing this. Well, now you know.
Now you know, man.
Now since you know that you already do that, okay, what are you going to do with the book? It helped me make a decision right then and there. I've already obtained what I got the book for, so I'm done with the book. But then I took that knowledge and went, like, I'm in a relationship that I know is not working. And at that moment, I realized that. It helped me to do the same thing I did with the book. I let it go.
Mm-hmm.
I couldn't take her back to the library because they wouldn't accept her. But I'm just saying, you know, you look at the situation and go, okay, there you go. You're done. And I told people that. I said, when you come up with the realization it's over, that's over right then. You don't wait till next week to do it, or next week, or next month. I said, if you don't believe me, I go look in the Bible. And the Bible, it says, when someone dies, you should mourn for them for a month and then move on. Because if you mourn for more than a month, then it's self-gratification. You're mourning because you like being the victim. And now it's all about you. It ain't about the person that died, because they're gone. They've moved on. Now you need to do the same and move on. So I thought about that too and say, okay, that's another teaching lesson too, because when I saw it, the Bible just fell open in that section. Boom. I didn't know it even existed.
Mm-hmm.
I've read the Bible a lot, but I never knew that part existed. But all the next thing I know, there it was. Boom. So I said, okay, so I'm being taught something. But so I said and looked at it and I said, you know something? If I'm doing a relationship counseling session and that I feel like there's a person that's loathing over a relationship, it's time to sit there and tell them the same thing. You're only doing this because of what you're getting out of it, not because you're mourning for that person or that relationship anymore. And that should tell you right then and there, it's time to move on, let go. Because you're only doing an injustice to yourself, because you're sitting there focusing on, I want to find the right person. Well, it has nothing to do with finding the right person at this moment. It's the idea of finding you and moving on. So it's, it's like one of those realizations, you look at those things and go, okay, that's a teaching tool, but at the same time, it also teaches you in life that when things happen, even with the idea of a book falling open, it doesn't have to be necessarily be the Bible. But I'm just saying it's the idea of paying attention to guidance and signs wherever they're at. I just know that I found a lot of them through the Bible, which freaks people out. They're going, okay, the Bible is such a contradiction. Not that moment. You know, at that moment, it wasn't. It made perfect clear. I said, why don't we sit here and look at this? I said, why don't you guys take the Bible and do one thing with it? Realize it. Hey, it makes you want to go conga on the go cruising, you know, get a cruise ship and that kind of thing. Conga, okay. So I'm sitting there looking. I have no idea what I was talking about now. Congo knocked it right out of
You're
me.
You're talking about book falling open and you're reading what's there and it has the answer.
Okay, the Bible. If people look at the Bible for what it was written for, then you would understand it a whole lot more by saying, okay, it's a spiritual context, not a materialistic one. So when the Bible says, like in the Ten Commandments, it says, I shall not steal, this has nothing to do with stealing cars. If you had patience and acceptance, you would not steal from people. You know why? Because you have patience to get what you manifested. Plus, you'd also have the acceptance to realize that everything comes in your life is yours because you manifested it. But at the same time, realizing nothing is yours because it's all alone, but you still draw it to you. This helps you realize that the reason they're always saying, let go, it's because to realize that nothing is yours. So therefore, it's like a continuous revolving door. One comes in, one leaves. One comes in, one comes leaves. That's for everything. So there, but if you always notice, when one comes in and leaves, the one behind it is usually better than the first one you had. But you went through the first one, so you were prepared for the second. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it does.
I guess I'm just being guided where I feel like I should go. But I'm serious. You know, look at the Ten Commandments. If you we were some of this Monday, I think. When we talk about the angel of unconditional love and freedom, was the idea of loving unconditionally. If you love everyone and everyone and everything unconditionally, then you would never break the Ten Commandments because you would always think first because you love that person before you did anything to them. So therefore, you would never violate those laws. I love the Bible in a certain sense where it talks about the main commandment. The greatest commandment says, love your neighbors as you love yourself. Love yourself as you love your neighbors. So if you did that unconditional thing, just one thing, what you would do is you would never break the Ten Commandments. You would never hurt anybody because you love those people so unconditionally, you would never go there. So would you have to think about the Ten Commandments ever again? No, you wouldn't, unless you watched the movie. It was a really good movie. But I'm just saying, you know, but what you do, you would have the freedom just to sit there and watch a movie and not think about anything because you were already living it. You could actually enjoy it for a change and go, boy, that Charlton Heston, he's a cool guy, isn't he? And, well, he could have hit those guys with a tablet if he would have been, like, a couple feet to the right. But a lot of people did fall into the... but a lot of people did fall into the ground that day, didn't they? But I'm just saying, I noticed this when I was doing relationship counseling. You know, the Bible is a spiritual context. And I have to get this book, but it's one lady... so I can remember her name, so I could actually tell people about this book, which people have probably read it. There was a lady who I cannot remember her name for some reason. It escapes me. But she has this book. She has a bunch of books. But the ones I started reading first was 10 Stupid Things Women Do to Mess Up Their Lives. It was the first one I read.
Laura Schlesinger.
Yes. And then she had another book, which I loved it because she had both sides, duality. She had another book called 10 Stupid Things Men Do to Mess Up Their Lives. Then we take it one step further, 10 Stupid Things Couples Do to Mess Up Their Relationships. And then there was 10 Stupid Things Parents Do to Mess Up Their Kids' Life. So I was like, okay. But the one that I don't think a lot of people hear about is she did a book on the Ten Commandments. How we don't look at it deeply enough because we keep looking at it as a materialistic context instead of looking at it as a spiritual one. And said that stealing has nothing to do with stealing. That's what you think is cars and that kind of stuff. It's people who stay in relationships because they're lonely or they're scared of being alone. They latch on to somebody else and tell them things that are not true. So the idea of why is lying wrong? Because it keeps people in situations longer than they should have, or you're leading them in a wrong direction. So you're stealing time away from those people when they could be with who they should be with. So you know, so it definitely gave me a different look on things. I loved her books anyway.
Mm-hmm.
Made perfect sense to me. And people was like, why do you read the one that 10 Stupid Things Women Do to Mess Up Their Lives? Well, if you're going to be in a relationship with a woman, shouldn't you know everything inside? You know, I just felt like the more I knew, the more a better husband or a boyfriend I could be to understand, you know.
Plus, you'd know if you were doing one of those 10 things that she told women to avoid.
Exactly. And then, because I was sitting here, the one that got me the most, I see a lot here in Ohio, and I hate to say that, but that I've lived here, I've seen it, so I can say that, was to look at the situation of the one 10 thing that was in there was the one about parents, or no, it's about family and friends, how women have a tendency, they want to hang on to those things by using the ideal, you're not taking my friends and my family away from me, when it was a crutch to put those in the middle between you and that man because you were so scared because of what you've been through, that you're not using
mm-hmm.
the family as a loving way, you're using them as protection. And it was kind of amazing. They said, okay, I just had three of those relationships where every time I would say anything about the mother or a friend, it was always taken, oh, you're trying to take my friend away. And I told him, so I took it one step further and said, okay, this is what I'm, and I said, dear, this is what I'm going to do. I'm going to use something that I'm actually living right now to show you that your friend and family have no respect for this relationship, which that's the problem. It's not them per se. It's what they how they do this. They're constantly trying to get in the middle of this whole thing because they think they have the right to. And I said, I don't think they do. The reason I do that is because, not because it's just an opinion. It's I live my life that way. I said, you notice my friends and my family, and maybe we shouldn't use my family because I think they're as bad as hers, but my friends, so, but if I was sitting there talking to my girlfriend or my fiance or my wife, my friends would call, and I would say, well, I'm sitting here talking to my fiance, we're trying to work something out. Okay, no problem. When you have some time, you can either give me a call, I'll call you back later. They get off the phone. My friends were always like that, gone. They respected the relationship, that what was going on at that moment was between me and her. And that was the most important things in our lives because that's what we said. So I lived that. Now, on the other hand, on her side, was the idea of looking at her going, your family don't have that. I said, I'll tell you why. Watch what they do. When they call here, they demand your attention. And if I say anything, doesn't matter what it is, they say that I'm being mean and I'm a mean person because I'm trying to stand between you and your family. Which I thought was kind of funny because your friends, if they're really friends and family, they're really what they are, they'll never go anywhere. So
that's true.
On that format, I'm going to sit here and thank everybody for being here. Thank Donna and her friend, Amantha.
Amantha. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Amantha for being here. Thank you, Barbara, for being here and being my co-host. I really appreciate it. And
you're welcome.
I just have to learn how to screen calls. Yeah, I'll go over that. If you stay with me on the line till we go off the air, I'll show you how to do it, okay? And
okay.
I want to thank all the callers that called in today. I really hope we have helped you all out. And it was great you guys called in here to take advantage. It was three of us and four of us because Donna was doing the translating for Amantha. But thank you guys all for being here. I really appreciate it. I loved it. I'll be here tomorrow. And tomorrow's Friday. So today we're going to have nothing but psychic readings all freaking show, 3 hours. So be here. May God and the angels bless you every minute of every day. Thank you again. Good night. Adios. Bye-bye. Okay, I'm sorry. Let's just play the rest of the movie. As soon as we go up the air, the music and everything's going to go. Goodbye.
You want me to just call you on Skype?
Hold on. You want to call me through Skype?
Yeah.
All right. Bye-bye. I'm not going to